Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap of the slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
You ready, champ?
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Can you take us out on feet?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
You got your head so far up your ass about that damn football team. You don't get the fact. You just got 1 year of top quality education. Don't be wasting my time.
Paul Perillo.
Do you see that guy over there? Could you maybe wave at him a little bit? Just kind of humor him. Please.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm sick of being all-time center.
You're sick of what?
Andy Hart.
I'm sick of being all-time center.
Rudy, I told you five times. You can't play anything else but all-time center. You're too small.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
PFW in Progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
You all know what you have to do. Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. Let's get them.
Well, if you think this show is going to be bad, you just wait till Thursday when it's Paul Perillo and friends.
That's it. That's a small group.
Fred Kirsch has done it again. He has left the rest of us, Eric the Leg, Paul the Fat, Andy the Head, Dan the Questionable.
Oh,
I'm not
no.
real happy with
That's
that.
That's not good.
Just so you know, if we're going with those types of nicknames, yours is not the Leg.
Yeah.
Well, it rhymes with bag.
Gaff. Backwards.
Boy, you get a little testy.
Exactly.
Huh, Paul?
I didn't like that. I didn't like that open whatsoever.
Why not?
Because it didn't come from Andy. He's the only one allowed to call me fat.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Really? So all these emails.
No,
that come
Fred,
in?
Though. They will
yeah,
not
no
like
Fred.
As Andy says, they will not like this show.
Two genders behind the glass. We have lunch today, and I say that because Andy's not too happy
because
with
it. We have lunch.
We do have lunch, but we sort of have
thank you, Lucky.
An incomplete
Lucky,
lunch.
Well done, Lucky. Not your fault, but they didn't include dipping sauce.
Lucky.
With not to mention the chicken's a little overdone.
The chicken
has officially jumped the shark. The chicken parm calzone.
What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you today was the day to get something else?
You were right. I went to the hole one too many times. You wouldn't know anything about that.
See now.
Both holes.
So anyway. Two Gender, I think, screwed up our lunch order again.
Somebody
there was,
did. Terrible.
Good job, Two Gender.
Yep. Do we have anything from Lucky? Any emails or anything from him that we can read?
He'll
no?
probably call.
Lucky.
So it's
on
just
March Talons.
It's just the rest of us for today. Andy and I will be heading to the Combine tomorrow. Andy's already posted a blog entry on the PFW blog. Just a little teaser.
So, Andy, why don't you get your instructions out
there
right off the top of the show.
Over the next 2 hours, I would like Patriots fans to chime in with anyone that they would specifically like us to talk to, research, get to know a little bit better at the Combine. So
and,
if you have your list of guys, strippers, go ahead, send anybody with the word Oklahoma after them. We'll talk to them. We'll love them. We'll do everything that you do. But anybody, diamonds in the rough, whoever you want that's going to be at the Combine.
I don't know if
you want
to be doing what strippers would be doing.
Chris, formerly of
an 18-year-old, sure.
Formerly of the Bronx, has must have read your mind, Andy, because he already wrote in with a nice list, about half dozen players that he wants us to take note of. So we'll
who's on the list?
Well, let's go down here. Email address, if you want to write into us, is webradio@patriots.com. If you feel like calling, you can do that as well, 508-543-7482.
I suggest you hold your phone calls till Thursday.
So that they can help you get through the day?
Yeah, because phone calls with one person in here, if you're getting phone calls so you have someone to talk to,
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit easier. If you're just reading emails, then there's going to be a thread about me on pfwinprogress.com that's probably not going to be all that complimentary.
They'll probably be one of those anyway, but I think you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
You also have the audio thing that, that Fred started. You can send us your MP3. So that
and
could
I
help
noticed
you
we got
bit.
A couple of those today, too.
We do. But Andy and I are going to try to call in between our busy, hectic work days at the Combine. We're going to try to call in for a few minutes each hour for the show for you, Paul, to help you out because, you know, it's
where you guys are waiting, you know, to be seated at the Weber Grill.
No, that will happen when we get there. Okay, because there's nothing happening when we
That'll
get there.
That'll happen tomorrow.
But once the actual work starts, it's nonstop work from the time we start till the time we finish, and we're going right up till our flight gets boarded. Basically, mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot
Lubricants.
Of work. You wouldn't know, Paul, because you never go. But
it's kind of like a Super Bowl. Oh wait, you wouldn't know because you don't go to those either.
I've been to as many Super Bowls as you.
Now, hi ho. Before I get to Chris's email. What
I
would
was
you,
at 31, my friend.
That
you
one
weren't.
Doesn't count.
Sure it does.
What would you have done?
I had biology class at 9 on Sunday. I mean, Monday.
That's the way these things fall. I had my wife had a child on 39. These things fall like that.
You planned it.
What would you have done if I had gotten seated on that jury last
week?
May
not be accurate. Huh?
What would you have done if I had gotten seated on that jury last week? Because it was a pretty big case. It was a medical malpractice.
You tried to sit on an entire jury?
They said, they said that one would have lasted probably a couple of weeks. What if I wasn't back in time from jury to go? Would you have gone in my stead, or would you have left Andy
to the
all
combine?
Alone?
No, yeah. Andy would have gone by himself.
Really? You would have left him to do all that work all by himself.
And after Fred fired you.
Wow.
Who would have written the most boring blogs ever?
Eric.
Oh, see, now he feels like he needs to take shots because I opened the show with a shot at him.
Two gender took the shot.
Yeah, but
I just happened to agree with him.
Yeah, well. You're very sensitive. You know that you're underrated sensitive.
No, that's ridiculously inaccurate.
All right, Chris, formerly of the Bronx, writes in. Hey guys, I'd like to ask Andy and Eric a question before they take off for Indy. Would you please keep an eye out for the following defensive end / outside linebacker hybrids? You ready? Connor Barwin, Cincinnati. Larry English, Northern Illinois. Michael Johnson, Georgia Tech. Paul Kruger, Utah. Paul, he's the guy who they said
Freddie's son?
Matched up at like Patrick Kearney compared to Patrick Kearney. That was the Paul Kruger guy. David Vicune, Hawaii. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If I'm not, please somebody tell me. Brandon Williams, Texas Tech. So there's a good half dozen right there. Each one looks the part of a 3-4 outside linebacker, he continues. But some have failing stock, Johnson, and others have little experience, Barwin, Kruger. I'd like to hear analysis from you guys because you know what the Patriots look for in that position. Frankly, I'd also like to hear about Eric having to share a hotel bathroom with Andy, but that can wait. That's not going to happen because we're going to have our own rooms, thank the Lord. Have a good trip.
How did this happen?
Have as much fun as possible in Indy in the winter. Don't forget your sweater vest. It seems like everyone I meet from there wears one. Regards, Chris, formerly from the Bronx, now in Stamford,
Boys
Connecticut.
We'll not be sharing a bathroom.
No.
Two separate
rules.
Rooms. How'd that happen?
Two rules.
That always
made.
Happens at the Combine. You wouldn't know since you don't go.
Must have a jet and must have my own room.
I like that one.
What do they call that when the musicians do it? Is that their... When they want
M&M's? They have certain color M&M's.
Waiver? No. Whatever that is.
Know what you're talking about.
The two that are on mine are my own room and a jet engine.
Oh, yeah. And... Especially in light of what's happened recently with planes.
Well, in light of what's happened recently, planes are just dropping from the sky because it's, you know, Tuesday.
Well, but that was in a stormy conditions, too. And luckily...
But so far, what I've taken from this is a couple birds can take down a plane. A quarter inch or less thick sheet of ice can take down a plane. Mm-hmm. What planes were designed to fly? Shouldn't they be designed to fly through all conditions? They're not making me feel so good. And my whole theory of, they come in threes and the three went down.
All right.
Now we got 4 and 5.
You didn't need to bring that up.
If it's our time, it's our time.
Yeah, but I don't want my time to be exact with your time.
I don't either, but if we go, we go.
Listen, just make sure you get back and get all your writing done on the combine.
It's just such a... Be sure to get down on your knees and...
Wow.
I am looking forward to this combine, though, as much as I'm going to bitch about it because I don't like change, but got a new facility, Lucas Oil.
Yep. We were at the convention center last year, which is adjacent to the old field, but not quite in it.
I'm wondering how the setup is going to be because it did work seamlessly last year. Everybody had to flow from the Westin, which is where most of the coaches and decision makers stay, flowed right through the convention center hallway into the RCA dome. So you grab people, they came in, did their press conferences, everything was nice and smooth. I'm wondering how it's going to work down the street a little ways at Lucas Oil if there are rooms there that are going to be able, you know, available.
Yeah,
for
we had a nice, it was a nice big, actually two kind of conference rooms. One was for where the press conferences took place, one at each end of the room, and the other room was sort of like a, kind of like a concession area. Where they you know, they were constantly replenishing the goodies throughout the day for the media. So those were extra rooms if you wanted to go and write. But
I don't know about constantly.
A couple times a day.
I remember blowing off a couple interviews to make sure I was there when the new tray of cookies arrived.
That's true. But, yeah, I mean, we loved Lucas Oil Stadium last year when we went there for the Indy game. But we saw the game from the press box and didn't really see much of what else is available. So I'm hoping it's not in the press box because that
no.
– that, didn't seem like there was enough room for
because then
for
we'd
that,
be able to see the field, and they don't want us to see anything.
Right.
So it'll be in the bowels somewhere.
Right. But
you
hopefully
know a
it's
bit about bowels. Anyway.
But yeah, I'm looking. Forward
I also,
to it.
You know, the track is different. Maybe 40 times will change.
Maybe it won't be a 36-yard.
You know, I'm hoping when they remeasure,
dash,
they'll
like
say son of a, and maybe make it an actual 40-yard dash. But yeah, the outside linebackers, defensive ends, deep crop this year, and I think. As Patriots fans, you assume they'll at least be looking at that area potentially.
And linebacker, if I recall, last year linebacker in general, maybe not that particular spot, but linebacker in general was considered sort of a down year for that position in the draft. If I recall, I think a lot of guys. One of I think
well,
our
it
guy
got
from,
a bad rap.
It got
once
a bad
Malaluga
rap.
And Laurinaitis announced they were staying.
Right, but look what happened. The Patriots got the cream of the crop at the position, so. No,
that's
what
true.
What are you doing over there?
Well, I was just trying to think about, you know, how hard it is to cover the combine and how you guys are ridiculously busy, but yet Andy blows off interviews to make sure that he gets there for the new tray of cookies. You know, and I was just trying to see how much guilt you guys are going to see if you could, you know, heap upon me for not going. But
To be fair,
you have to be there for the new tray of cookies, 2G. You understand how that works?
To be fair, it was a team effort.
Right.
You know, Andy said,
one of you guys had to
make
sure
you
got there.
Right. So Andy said, hey, the cookies are coming. I'll go get the cookies. You cover me here. And if I had to do
that, because you probably already had a cookie earlier in the day, and there's no way you're eating two cookies in one day. Two whole cookies? No way.
Yes.
You'll be cutting like a grape in half.
No, when it comes to dessert.
He was still finishing the first cookie.
That might have been true. That might have been true.
Eric actually eats a lot this week.
I sure do. It's good. It's good restaurants in Indy.
I like the Weber Grill, I have to admit.
Oh, yeah. We'll be going there. We already got our St. Elmo's reservation, and they have to bounce back because I was thoroughly unimpressed.
Is that
last
one of the
year.
Bigger questions of this combine?
That's
not how
that's
the,
one of the
they made the blog.
Not how the new track is going to affect 40 times, but will St. Elmo's bounce back from a subpar performance?
Yep. Do they get banished from PFW's list of good restaurants?
We'll see. We'll see. A poor showing again, and they just might.
In terms of just news, I mean, obviously the combine is what we're focusing on right now because Andy and Eric are headed out tomorrow, but. It's kind of an old story, but it's a new story. Larry Izzo thing. He's going to be testifying in the Barry Bonds trial. Andy and I were kind of curious as to why, not that it's news today, because we know he's going to be testifying on the trial. So it is news, but just why people are so sort of enamored with the fact that Izzo's involved. I mean, this is an old story. Izzo was implicated.
Yeah, 2003.
I was going to say, I think as far back as 03. So I'm not really sure where all that... you know, all the attention in terms of his potential steroid use or performance-enhancing drug use stems from. I mean, it's an old story that he was implicated in.
Well, did he talk back then?
Yeah.
He addressed it like once, get rid of it, done, boom.
And said really he didn't have any sort of...
Yeah,
he sort of distanced himself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think probably the news today is that he's at least according to the court documents, the excerpts that were released and the Globe published, was that... He was expected, if called to testify, he was expected to say that, yes, he did receive
injections
or received something from that Greg Anderson guy, the trainer. So that's probably the newsworthy part of it is that if A, that he might talk, and B, that if he talks, that's what he
again,
he might
I don't
say.
Remember exactly what was disclosed back then, but it's not really a news story.
No. I mean, he was tied to THG.
That's what it was, and Andy remembered
which
the,
was
I knew
their
it was one of those designer drugs.
Designer
at the
drug
time
of choice at the time that was undetectable. Blah blah. I don't remember the specifics, but his name and THG were in the same sentence. But he did the what everybody seems to do, just kind of address the issue and moved on, and everybody forgot and put it in the past. And
here's the quote from the court documents that the Globe had.
Mr. Izzo will testify that he was a professional football player and that he first contacted Greg Anderson by phone in approximately January 2003. Mr. Izzo will also testify that he first met Anderson in person in approximately May 2003 at Balco and submitted a urine sample at Balco at Mr. Anderson's request. Mr. Izzo will also testify that he submitted additional urine samples to Anderson at later times as well. Also testify about receiving, performing, performance-enhancing substances from Anderson, about instructions from Anderson about how to administer the substances, about the schedule Anderson gave to him for administering the substances, and about what Mr. Anderson told him about the efficacy of those substances. So those, I think, are the newsworthy items that can be taken from this.
What are you doing?
From this
latest,
yeah, why, what the hell are you doing?
We're dealing
back there?
With a serious subject here, and you're playing music in the background? Is that, you have absolutely no idea
that,
how to work.
Is that
anything.
Celine Dion? What are you playing back there?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know, but save that clip. What is that? Is that Celine Dion? You sounded like
Mark
the kid
Day.
On the little baby on the Family Guy. What is that? Is that Celine Dion?
Oh, Stewie?
Victory is mine.
But I said to Paul, I actually think for Izzo, this is a statement about his reputation and character that he's being used as a witness in this case because there were other people involved at the time, guys like Dana Stubblefield and Bill Romanowski and other names. And I think they've just decided that Izzo is the stand-up citizen, the guy we want testifying for us, helping us, because he's a legitimate, you know, human being.
We're not sure why exactly it's Izzo that has to go and do the testifying, but I think Andy's theory is a pretty sound one. I mean, he would seem to be the most credible.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, does this – I wonder if this actually – I think he was going to come back anyway, Larry Izzo. He's set to be a free agent.
Yeah.
But – I think this actually helps him come back here because if you're another team and you were considering signing him and this is going on, he's a special teamer. It's not really worth it to bring this guy, even if it's only a story for a couple days.
It's on the scroll on ESPN.
You don't really gain anything. So I think – and the Patriots know all about it. He's dealt with it. He's been here. I think this actually kind of solidifies the fact that he'll be back as a Patriot and take away any chance.
I didn't really
elsewhere.
Think of that, but again, I agree with my big-headed friend.
It wouldn't be a PFW in progress if our first call of the day wasn't from John in L.A. John, you still there?
Yes, I am.
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing? First of all, I want to say that it's nonsense that half the people thought last Tuesday was crappy and half of us thought it was great. It was great. It's just that the people who think it's crappy have to make a point of writing or calling.
Well, there you go. John in L.A. has spoken.
It was definitively great.
It was a very good show. I don't know what anyone's complaining about. Yeah, we miss Fred. We miss Eric. Whatever. It was a good show.
Yeah, some of us didn't miss Eric.
Well, thank you. And I have a feeling that no one will be torn between good or bad on Thursday.
Yeah, John, you may have to call in and do a full hour on Thursday.
Yeah, you got an hour for me?
Do you want to co-host?
Absolutely. That sounds good.
There's no money involved, however.
I am psyched for the Combine coverage, and I'm psyched for you guys to go. I can't wait.
So are we.
I'm psyched for them to go as well.
Yes, you are, Paul.
I'll bet you are.
John, would you like to add anybody to the list, the PFW watch list?
Yeah.
I haven't listened the whole time. Have you mentioned William Moore? The safety?
No, we'll put him on the list.
Add him.
Why don't you email it? Compile the list and email it to us.
Piggybacking on Chris's list, by the way, Andy, I'm interested in the Virginia kid, sent him there.
Oh, yeah, he's on my list.
But just because he's a true outside linebacker, and I'd like to see, you know, how much of that is a college guy or if he's really, you know, because I know he's slated to be a late first-round pick. I'd like to see where he would fit in.
The other thing I'm looking forward to is finding out if the kid from Richmond, Sidbury, actually gets his name spelled correctly on his gray sweatshirt because in the East-West Shrine game or
Sidbury
whichever one it was.
Can play. And you have to look out for my boy Brian Mandeville.
The tight end the kid from Northeastern? He's a top 10 tight end prospect.
Is he really 6'7", or whatever the ridiculous number they're listing?
No, he's
pretty tall. That's why I have no interest in him.
And Andy actually made a good point. I was like, 6'7"? I don't think he's that big. And Andy goes, it wouldn't make any sense to list him taller than he is, because that, you know, you get to a certain height at tight end, and there's diminishing returns there. It's not better to be 6'7".
Guy Brad Cottom last year, who was like 6'8".
Yeah, and I liked him as a blocking guy, and it's hard to know what he did with Kansas City. You know, in terms of that. But, John, we've taken up all your time here.
No, it's all right. For the last 2 years, I've been praying that somehow Ray Malaluga would fall to us. But when I watched him play a couple of times this year, I wasn't very impressed. He doesn't move well.
Well, he's not a sideline-to-sideline kind of guy.
Well, no, but, I mean, even as a guy who, you know, takes on blockers and blah, 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 I was really surprised.
See, I kind of like him
in that role. I saw a couple of bad games.
Yeah. I'm not going to pretend I saw all his games, but I saw a couple, and I thought I was very impressed. I think he would be tremendous next to Mayo because I think their combination of skills would complement each other nicely.
Well, that'd be, if you say you know more than I do, so that sounds good.
Just I agree. Save that clip.
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Yeah. Did anybody see McGinnis on NFL Network talking about Brady last night?
No.
I actually did see him, just didn't hear him. They were just playing.
They were just replaying it now, actually. But
the volume is down, so
he's
I didn't
saying
hear
that Brady is, he goes, my boy is ahead of schedule. He's doing all this, and he's feeling great. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he's just sort of saying that. But he seemed to be sort of sincere that he texts with him and he talks to him, and he's ahead of schedule, and he's dropping back, and he's doing drills, and he's going to be fine.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, I have no doubt that he's texting and communicating with Brady. They were pretty tight. McGinnis and Brady were pretty tight.
No, but I'm saying, I hope that what Willie said is true. I hope he's doing all those things.
Listen,
those are the reports we heard.
I don't really have very much worry that he's not going to be ready for the start of the season now, but I still insist he's not ahead of schedule. He's just not. I go by Brady for that because Brady told me initially that he suffered a setback. So it might be semantics, but Brady himself said, I suffered a setback. Right. I had an infection. So he's not ahead of schedule.
Well, he's not ahead of that schedule, but you could say he's ahead of schedule in terms of the schedule being I'm ready for training camp or I'm ready for the first preseason game.
Right. Because he's ready for the start of the season doesn't mean he's ahead of schedule. That's my point.
Of original schedule, I guess he would say.
Well, he might just keep making a new schedule, so he's ahead of it.
He might be ready to play, but he might be ready to play from a physical standpoint. But would he be ready to play as far as his mental preparation and timing with his receivers and all that other stuff? You know,
will she have given him all his grapes by then?
Oh,
remains to be seen. Obviously,
in a related story, I'm hearing a lot of the you know, who knows? They don't know anything, but it's making me tense that I'm hearing a lot of the pundits and stuff saying, oh, I think Castle's going to stay. I'm getting the feeling Castle's going to stay.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Well, I don't count you.
I would be.
I'd be stunned. But not the first time I'd be stunned by something Belichick does. I mean, the guy is constantly doing things that are a little bit outside of the box, and I don't think that he'd be adverse to that. I just don't think it makes a ton of sense if Brady is accurately, if they're telling me that Brady is going to be ready for the start of the season, and I believe that, as I just said, I just don't see what sense it makes to bring back Matt Castle. It doesn't really make any sense.
Flies in the face of Bill Belichick's founding philosophies.
I have one more point to make, and then I promise to get off the phone.
Okay.
Just save up your real good stuff for Thursday, John.
I'll try.
Okay.
John has good stuff?
When the whole, what was it? Oh, when Mangini left, there was the whole thing about one of the unwritten rules in the NFL is that you don't sign the free agents or go after the free agents of the team that you just left. Is that something that applies also to guys like, say, a Chris McAllister who just got cut and Rex Ryan's going to the Jets? Or is it still sort of a hands-off thing? Is that part of the unwritten rule? Or is it just their free agency?
No, if a team cuts him, I think he's fair game.
That's
but second of all, right. I'm not sure that's an NFL rule or a Bill Parcells tree sets of rules. There were these rules that came out over the years that in the Parcells family of coaches, you don't do this, and when you agree not to sign Adam Vinatieri, you don't do that. And
I also think it wasn't necessarily cut and dried. You can't go after the free. I think that the problem with Mangini, and I don't know this to be certain, but from some of the things that I've heard and talking to some different people, was that Mangini was openly talking to both coaches and personnel of the Patriots before he left.
On the flight back.
Yes.
From Indy.
So that's, to me, a lot different than, okay, I've now become the head coach of a team, and, Matt Chatham is available. He's been a special teamer there. I think he might be a little bit more than that. I think I might have a role for him.
The horse.
I don't think there's anything wrong with signing another team's, you know, the team that you came from's free agents. That's obviously the personnel that you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there was some, tinkering there. And maybe the thought process was his mind wasn't where it should have been.
He was trying to get a jump on his new job before he left the old one.
I think that's what kind of
started the branch,
the ruffling of the feathers. Yeah, the branch thing, that definitely accentuated it, too.
All right, John.
Paul, I'll talk to you on Thursday.
And I'll talk to at least one of you two jabronis on Thursday, too, right?
We'll both try to call in at various points.
We'll try.
Our best. Never got to it. Just, you know,
Hey, we'll get by.
They had a fresh plate of cookies, and Andy,
I'll just talk to Tucci. As long as someone buys me lunch, be all right. Just be eating as I'm talking. Good radio.
Give me one of those. Josh from Arlington answered the question that we had earlier about the list that bands have when they go on tour. He said it's called a tour rider.
Rider, not waiver.
Tour
rider.
That's Josh from Arlington. Thanks for the heads up.
Wow, Josh. I didn't know you were talking to Andy still.
Yeah. Screw you, but thanks.
More lists from Paul in London. He wants us to look at Brian Cushing. Big surprise there. Ray Maluga. Big surprise there. Beanie Wells, the running back from Ohio State. Darius Hayward Bay, wide receiver from Maryland. Connor Barwin, who was on our other list there from Chris. Clinton Sintim, that linebacker from Virginia that Paul talked about earlier. And local kid, B.J. Raji, the defensive tackle from Boston College.
They had no chance at him.
No, but doesn't he sound like a perfect kind of Patriots guy? He could play. He could probably play the nose, and he certainly could play tackle in a 3-4. I mean, I guess the worry about him, and I was reading, I guess Reese had something about him on Sunday, I think. They're a little concerned about his weight.
Raji's?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
He got a big old belly.
Really?
Have they seen Vince Wilfork, the guy he's compared to?
I'm a little concerned about his weight.
Hasn't his stock been rising?
We need to stop this and go right to the phone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Today's lunch provider, Lucky, is on the phone. What's up, Lucky?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Very good. Thanks for the lunch.
Thanks, my man.
It's no problem. No problem at all.
You're the best.
You got to enjoy it while it lasts. You know, my gravy train comes to an end March 31st.
Why, you getting kicked out of the Air Force?
No.
You're not part of the stimulus package?
They just booted me off the orders. So, you know, all that commodity stuff, the free stuff I was getting, you know, comes to an end.
Oh,
and I have to take an actual civilian job here. But
really? What are you going to do? Fix planes still?
Yeah, still do the same thing. Just work as an ART. It's called an ART, Air Reserve Technician.
So basically you can no longer charge our lunches to the U.S. government.
Yeah, there you go. I can't do that anymore.
Well, you know, you'll still have your own private credit card. That'll still work.
That's when I use my private credit card now. I just don't get reimbursed for it.
The guy doesn't even have his new job yet, and you're already trying to get him to spend money on us?
Yeah, and I can't. And plus, you know, because I have my job here, I just bought a house. So.
Oh, nice. Really? Congratulations.
My first house.
Please tell me, when did you buy it?
When did I buy it? Well, I just... I won't close on it until the 31st.
Oh, okay. So you'll get that $7,500 rebate, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I was worried about. People that do it in like late December and get hosed out of $7,500.
No. I'm going through the process right now. And
very good. Where's that? Chicopee?
It's still in Springfield in the area.
Oh, good.
All right.
Another question for you, since it's been a while since we talked and you bought lunch, so the rest of the show is yours. how did the season turn out for the youth football?
It turned out great. We went, it was great in the sense that we went 7-1, but it was kind of a bummer for the kids because we lost our last game, and we got stopped at the 1-yard line and ran out of time, so we could have won. But I sent Fred the DVD so y'all can check it out.
Oh, nice. I love watching little kids play football.
Would that have sent you guys to... the Wide World of Sports thing down in Florida, or no?
No. They don't have a playoff. They just do the 8 games, and then whoever has the best record wins their division, so they get a trophy. So we won our division.
Is there a playoff?
Like, so you're more of an academic league.
No playoff. Well, we're trying to get a playoff. The league can't agree on what type of playoff format that they want to do, so hopefully we'll have one this year. We'll see how it goes.
Well, yeah, because like if you were 7-1, you said?
Yeah.
What if there was another team that was 7-1 in New
York? Well, there was another team that was 7-1, and the thing that sucked about it was the team that was 7-1, we beat the first game of the season, and then they won their last 7. We won our first 7, and lost the last one. So we were both 7-1.
Yeah.
So we are co-division champions, even though we beat them head up, and they didn't play anybody in a higher division. So
the team that you lost to, what was their record?
They went 7-1.
Oh, okay. So you didn't choke or anything and lose to a bad team?
No.
Okay. Because that's usually coaching. I'm just saying.
Oh, look at this. He's not even finished with his fried dough, and he's already calling
It was clearly poor clock management.
you needed to have McGinnis laid out on the field.
It was.
Yeah, see, that's not Pop Warner.
Looking for the combine?
Yes, we're very
excited. Who's going down there?
Eric and myself, no Paul, because he doesn't do those sorts of things.
Okay.
But, yes, we'll be – you got any players you want to keep an eye on, any names you're intrigued by?
I don't know. I'm not sure what we're going with. I would like to pick another linebacker, but I'm pretty sure they're probably going to go with that, or maybe an interior lineman, considering that they have Makins and Neal come up for contracts next year, right?
So you think they're going to draft a guard? Mm. That would be a curveball for me. If they draft an interior lineman, I'd be surprised.
Well, early. Yeah, early. Right.
Early. Not at the front. I don't think they'll take one on the first pick, but I think they'll draft one early.
Okay, one of the first. They get 2 second-round picks.
So you're more concerned with positions than actual players.
We'll look into the guards. Let's see if there's any hogs.
Can you guys do some player interviews and maybe send them back to the show? I can't do that, huh?
Well, we can try.
We end up getting our little voice recorders full of like 60 or 70 different interviews throughout the 4 days that we're there. So it's kind of a hodgepodge because there's just so much going on all the time. But we'll have that all available. It's just a matter of finding the right ones, and
we'll send something back for Paul to play.
All right, Andy, make sure you look at the the new coaches. Tell me which ones are gonna thrive and fail.
Always.
Hey, we picked out Ken Wisenhunt last year, and look what happened. He went to the Super Bowl.
I also said Mike Smith.
And then Andy's Lane Kiffin pick.
You know. Lane Kiffin was dead on.
There you go.
And Jerry Reese.
Jerry Reese was dead on.
Yep.
Jerry Reese, he said he was so over his head, he had no idea what he was doing.
You win some, you lose some.
I think that was Vinny Serrato.
Serrato's
been around for 30 years.
Yeah, but got a bad vibe from him, remember?
Fred's on vacation?
Yeah, he's away today.
Almost it's school vacation nice. Week.
Did he go anywhere, or is he just at home?
No, he's just
home. I don't know. He's threatening to come in on Thursday.
Yeah, he might come in to do the show on Thursday.
He might come in and help me out.
I don't know if you heard, but his son got into Zavarian, so now he's in the poorhouse.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow.
The poorhouse, Fred's which is
never
behind his
be
mansion.
The poorhouse.
Yeah. The poorhouse is what he calls his guest house, which is situated behind the pool, which is behind his mansion.
Mm. Wow.
He's doing okay for himself. Don't you worry about
that. I'm sure he is.
Yeah, he'll be fine. All right, Lucky.
Well, I'll let you get back to doing the show. I got to get back to work anyway.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for lunch.
Take care.
Nope. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Uncle Sam.
All right.
Boy, these how does he expense our lunch?
I just don't get reimbursed for it.
Now
anymore.
I know why.
He's hungry. He's
very
hungry.
The U.S. government is going down the crapper because they're buying our lunch. Thank you, Lucky.
People are loving this. They're sending us these lists like
crazy.
You're
going to compile these because you say them faster than I can highlight them.
Oh, yeah, they're in here. We'll print them out afterwards.
Okay, you do that. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Reed from the Cape wants us to look at Hakeem Nicks, the wide receiver from North Carolina.
North Carolina has 3 receivers, right?
He's a good player, that Nicks. He's the one who made that catch.
But they have 3
the bowl game,
big
he had
receivers.
He had like a 200-yard game in that
they have
bowl
a two,
game.
They have a 6'6 guy?
Hold on.
They have, I believe they have 3 receivers that could be drafted.
Wide receiver.
One guy who got hurt and the other guy filled in
for
him.
Well, that one is a borderline first-round pick.
No, I know him, but I'm trying to – is it Hayward? Haywood?
Hold on now. Hold on now, Paul.
You're talking about the Maryland guy?
No.
North Carolina. You got Hakeem Nicks, who's in the top 5. You've got Brandon Tate and Brooks Foster.
Okay.
Who are down near like the 20 to 25 range. Those two guys.
Yeah, but a receiver, that gets
you
drafted.
That's pretty good. Oh, yeah.
20 to 25 at fullback means you're selling cars next week.
And to have 3 guys on the same team in the top 25.
I believe one of them got hurt. And
25 at fullback. You're not even bothered watching the draft.
Brandon Tate has the red cross next to his name.
I believe he got hurt, and one of those guys filled in and kind of made a name for himself.
See how Andy did that? He has that red cross next to his name. I believe he got hurt.
No, I didn't know that. Because on my printout.
That's part of his arrow system, Paul.
None of those printed out on mine. We have printer issues.
Oh.
It's a blank
box. We do.
Blank box.
Reed's list continues. Jarrett Dillard, wide receiver from Rice.
So he's looking at wide receivers.
He's a different kind of – I don't love him. He's a very productive, that guy, Dillard. He's an NFL player, to be sure, but I don't love him.
Brian Arakpo, the monster defensive
end
from Texas.
Him.
We all like him.
Although the dude does know there's testing in the league, right?
I'm also not sold on him as a outside linebacker yet. I need to see some.
Oh, no. We have to wait. Yeah. I mean, he has the size and probably the measurables, but you have to wait and see.
A name we've heard already on this show, Vontae Davis, cornerback from Illinois.
Terrific player.
And DJ Moore, cornerback from Vandy.
About the head.
He's good, too.
About the head?
Davis brothers.
Yeah. No, that's a concern, Andy. That's a concern. Very talented, though.
I mean, so's his brother.
Yeah, that's true.
Paul wanted to dispute it, and then she goes, yeah, that's true.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't really think that he was, you know, I mean, it's exactly dead on. He was a top, I think it was number six, right?
I believe.
I was going to say a top five pick, but top six. He was great talent.
Now he might go down as being best known for, like, Under Armour commercials because he's done nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, Keith from Central Florida has a huge list, and he's separating his by positions. Wow. Corners. He likes Malcolm Jenkins.
Question about him is he a corner?
Yeah, speed.
Right.
Question is speed, huh? I didn't know that. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what he runs.
The book seems to be on him. Everybody believes he's going to be a very good defensive player. It's just where he's going to be playing.
But that's a big difference. If you have to take a guy and make him a safety, I'm not sure he's a top 10 pick. Everybody's saying he's a top 10 pick.
Right.
Malcolm Jenkins.
Not that safeties don't go in the top 10, but guys that are making a transition.
You know my theory on that. He may be a very good defensive player, but if he's a corner and I say he's playing safety, he's automatically downgraded.
Exactly. I feel exactly the same way.
Ed Reed played safety.
Right. The safeties to me that go in the top 10 are those freaks. You know, the Sean Taylors,
Landry's,
the big guys
that I said were overrated.
That can cover a lot of ground and be physical presences. Guys that have to transition from corner.
The measurables we have on Jenkins right now are 6 feet even, 200 pounds, 4.45 in the 40.
Yeah, those 40 times are all not worth the paper.
These are pre-combine ones.
So we'll have to see what
that's what the early listing has him at. So if there's that speed question, he'll get a chance to try to run that.
He'll get the 36 yards to prove himself.
Vontae Davis, he's got on there. DJ Moore.
Who's he?
It's a good question.
DJ Moore? Vanderbilt corner.
That's right. He's the number two guy. Our little draft sheet here. Sean Smith.
I don't know him.
He's Utah. He's an underclassman. He's listed as an underclassman here. 6'3", 210. Wow, good size there.
A lot of big corners in this draft. A lot of 6'1s.
I haven't looked at any of this stuff. You guys have done some preparation as you're leaving tomorrow. I haven't. I'm still in the, if they didn't stand out to me on Saturday phase, I don't know.
Which means if they didn't go to Northeastern and play tight end.
Oh, no, I knew DJ Moore. Vanderbilt had a decent year this year, so I saw them a few times.
They had a decent first half of the year.
Yeah. Well, they beat BC in the bowl game. That's all I cared about.
Victor Harris.
What's up, Vic?
Virginia Tech corner.
Got to go now, Vic. The Virginia Tech's always got a bunch of players. That's Macho, right? A bunch of defensive players?
Yes.
That's Macho Harris, right? Victor Harris?
Yes. Virginia Tech always has a bunch of players. So they bunch field a team every year,
a
Paul?
Bunch of defensive players is what I meant.
What do they travel, like 80?
All right. Just preparation for
Remember that season they missed, Eric, because they only had three guys show up?
Yeah, you know, it was tough recruiting year that year.
I meant
tough recruiting year.
Defensive
Frank
players.
Beamer. Defensive end, he likes Everett Brown and Brian Arakpo. Those are the top two guys
Florida
on our list,
State,
too.
Yeah. And Texas.
And Texas. Tyson Jackson, LSU, I believe.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Don't know Tyson
Yes,
Jackson.
He's from LSU.
Aaron Mabin.
Yes. Yeah. I find him most intriguing.
Another name we hear a lot about.
Because, as we learned, he has M for his last name.
So he's a candidate to
be drafted by the Patriots.
M or W.
Some W's out there.
And interesting, the M, the inverted M is the W.
I think it's by you.
Yeah. How about that?
Did you really
Ayers.
Have to move your three fingers up and down to show me?
I was wanting you to read between the lines, a-hole.
Wow.
How about that?
Can't say that on the radio.
I just
you can only
did.
Put that on the back cover of a New York newspaper.
Robert Ayers, not to be confused with William Ayers, Paul.
I didn't know that's what I was thinking.
Michael Johnson, not the former Olympic sprinter.
No, because he's busy training Michael Crabtree.
Exactly. Paul Kruger, who compares to Patrick Kearney, according to NFL Draft
Scout. How many times are you going
to
say that?
Because it's funny.
It's funny. Not really.
And Connor Barwin. That's another name we've heard a lot today. And three safeties he likes. William Moore, Patrick Chung. Any relation? Eugene?
I hope not. To Mr. and Mrs. Chung?
And Rashad Johnson.
Wang Chung?
So that's a long list. We're going to have to print these out. We're definitely going to have to print these out.
Okay, definitely print them out. You do that. Can you get me a copy when
printing
you're done with
them? Printing them out. Definitely going to print them out.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, 2G, can you print these out for us as we go? All the lists of all the players?
He doesn't know how to print.
Track of? What do you mean no?
He's busy coordinating ads. I don't know if you know. He's taken more on his plate lately.
Crying
his job
out loud.
Is expanding. They realize he stinks in this role, so they need to find another one for him.
Strippers has just one player.
You are going to make him cry.
I'm going to try.
LeSean McCoy, the Pitt running back.
Yeah.
That's his one.
I like
He's
him.
Only got that one.
You know who I got one on my personal list? Dan Brown. I think he's overrated.
The kid from UConn.
UConn.
That's because you're biased.
Well, yeah, but I watch him, and he's one of those guys, I don't know why he's succeeding. I watch him carry the ball. He's not fast. He's not particularly elusive. He's not particularly big. He's got big thighs, though, so that's good power base. But I just, I don't get it. And then, well, he rushed for 2,000 yards. Okay, he's pretty good.
He's listed as a top five runner.
Do you remember when we were watching that Virginia game? I know that's a bad defense, but you watch him and you're like, son of a bitch, he's already 20 yards downfield.
5'10", 210, and ran a, his last 40 was a 4.49.
I say he runs a 4.57.
I agree with Andy that I don't think he looks all that impressive, but every game he's around 200 yards, and I don't know how it happens.
I don't either.
Now, would you feel the same way if your guy wasn't his backup?
No, but, I mean, yes. No, I'm totally just going on the visual. You watch him and you're like, wow, he's not. You watch certain running backs and you understand why they're gaining yards. You understand why guys are missing tackles, breaking tackles. Like Emmitt Smith, I wouldn't say was overly great at anything. You see him and you're not overly wowed by anything. Now, if he can be Emmitt Smith, I mean, his build is similar, right? 5'10", 210.
Emmitt was like 5'9", 2'10".
So the build is similar. Emmitt had big thighs, had a power base, deceptive speed, and all those things. If he can run like him, okay. But I just can't see why he's good. I'm a guy who likes to see the tape.
And we haven't seen the tape yet.
But we'll get back
from the combine, we should have our tapes by then. So
I've seen enough Dan Brown games at, what was that place? Bazookas?
Oh, yeah. We went there a couple times.
That's true.
That place out in New Jersey.
We did seem to watch UConn at that place a lot, didn't we?
There were no Bazookas to watch, though.
James from...
Our waiter was a gay man.
Doesn't say where. Wants us to look out for Brandon Pettigrew. If
Oklahoma State, is that?
Yes, tight end from Oklahoma State.
No, don't touch him.
He says if Bill even looks at him, break Brandon's legs.
That's why he's saying it, because he's a tight end.
Yeah.
I'm scared of Bill going after a tight end early. Is anybody else?
Well, yes.
Mike Reese has been on that bandwagon already, so I wonder.
I'm a little scared of that.
Is he hearing something that the Patriots particularly like?
Yeah, and and Mike is as tapped in as anybody, so that worries me.
Did you know that on The Simpsons, back-to-back names on the credits as it's rolling are Mike Reese and David Silverman, Boston Globe beat reporter and New England
Spelled the same way?
No, it's funny. One of the other ones, and I'm not exactly sure what his role is, but John Vitti is one of them, and that was a copy editor at the Herald when I worked there, and now he works for the Globe.
A lot of names.
Wow, all these people getting promotions up to the big
Simpsons
time,
first ever in HD the other night.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
HD, of course.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it was.
It was The Simpsons.
How much better was it in HD?
It looks good, but it's not, like, great. I mean, although they cut to Homer going to drink at Moe's, and Moe's had a big banner that said, now in HD. Made me chuckle.
Right, why don't we take a break here? Look like we're running out of gas.
No.
Eric, I was reading.
I was just reading while
you
guys
can't
were...
just read. You get when there's silence. Sorry. That's time for Eric, the host, to chime in with an email or a topic.
Two genders still busy
that
back
means,
there.
That
we
means
still
Andy and I have exhausted all our little witty.
We still have a couple of other
lines.
We still have a couple of other ones.
Webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. If you want to phone on in, it's 508-543-7482. That's 508-543-7482.
Oh, I did.
The public.
Lots and lots of emails.
The public.
Hey, guys, and Eric, it's Mick from Ireland. Just one or two names for your list.
Hey, Mick.
Listen to this.
Call him Walkabout?
I love how he starts this. Just one or two names for your list, and he goes on to list like half a dozen of them. Aaron Maben,
yes.
Larry English,
yep.
Everett Brown.
Okay, yep. Why don't you go to the ones that we haven't already had?
Clay Matthews.
Okay.
Boo.
Junior.
I am 100% against him. Everybody says he's going to be a better pro than he was in college.
Unless they want the father.
He's going to. Yeah.
Speaking of Clay
Matthews. He's going to be better than Cushing. He's not. He's going to stink.
John Hanna was at the hall at Patriot Place.
Oh, boy. Did he hurt anybody?
Recently.
Presented by Raytheon.
What is wrong with him?
I did it for you, Dan. Don't worry about it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, he spoke last week as part of that the guest speaker series at the hall that they're just introducing. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions, I was reading an interview about it afterwards, and one of the questions was about who the toughest guy he went against, in all his years.
Yeah. Himself?
Clay Matthews.
Interesting
not this guy, the father.
Yeah, a little known fact there.
Yeah, well, I just thought that was
Hannah would kill this
Clay
guy.
Matthews.
All right, it's 12:49, which means we have to take a break.
Want to be rewarded just for shopping? At Patriot Place in Foxborough, you can be. Use your already existing Visa cards when you visit New England's most unique destination and earn points while enjoying everything Patriot Place has to offer. The points you earn from shopping, dining, and the entertainment at Patriot Place can be redeemed for amazing rewards, like free admission to the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, tickets to Gillette Stadium events, autographed Patriots merchandise, and more. The Patriot Place Rewards Program is the first of its kind. Simply enroll your existing Visa cards. There's no approval and no new card. Enrolling is easy and it's free. Register one or all of your existing Visa cards and you'll get all the benefits associated with your existing card, plus Patriot Place rewards at no extra cost. And every time you shop, you'll be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree. Visit patriot-place.com to enroll your existing Visa cards today. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Sometimes PFW in Progress is a little short-handed. There might be a meeting to attend, another radio show to host, a stomachache, even jury duty. Here's a look at two of those undermanned shows. First up, Fred and Andy.
I mean, are you targeting a pass rusher, an outside linebacker? Are you targeting a safety, a corner?
Best player available? Right now, it's best player available other than a quarterback.
And now, Paul and Eric.
That's the kind of subversive crap that brings us all down.
Why are you affecting an accent there?
Affecting an accent?
Yeah,
I was just talking.
You were sort of making your point like this.
No, I wasn't.
How about a little more draft talk from Fred and Andy?
You know, one guy that I still see all over the place is Maualuga.
You know, I watched USC whenever I could. He's a sideline-to-sideline player, but to me, it's really hard for me to project what he's going to be. He's surrounded by such good players.
Please, Paul and Eric, a little more talk about accents. It was so interesting.
I was watching a movie last night with this woman that I don't think was from Boston, who had alternately one of the best Boston accents I've heard on film and one of the worst. And the reason it was like that was because she tried to do the R for everything.
Oh.
You know, like if you say car, it's a car. But if you say airport, it's not an airpod. Boston people don't say that. You know, there are some R's that they do pronounce, just not a lot of them. And they also put R's where they don't belong at the end of words.
Right, like America.
And what about Matt Cassel trade talks?
That's happened in the past in quarterback trades. Trades of this manner, swapping of picks. So the Patriots could move from, you know, 23 up to 10 as part of it. You'd send the 23rd pick and Cassel get the 10.
And how do you guys want to end the show?
Sing it with me, Paul. Dum, 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 be doo be dum.
You're right, Paul and Eric. That show sure was dumb. And now back to PFW in Progress. Let's hope everyone's here today.
Well, you hoped wrong. But that announcer guy has some serious issues. He's taking pot shots at us. Oh, that's right. Two Gender wrote the script.
I kind of deserved the pot shots.
I know.
And they ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till they see Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Paul, by his lonesome.
I'm bringing it all on Thursday, Andy.
Do you know what Missouri defensive
line
looks
like? You brought it all today, Paul.
No. Missouri defensive line.
Oh, see, I made a fat joke and he totally just
Joseph Sulik.
I don't know him.
What does he go by?
Sully?
He'll never get it. Oh, Striker.
Ted Striker?
Sounds like a Fred Kirsch name.
Striker.
I don't know. Striker. Does anybody, a trivia question. First emailer that tells us the answer to this question earns the right to buy us lunch next Tuesday when Eric and Andy return from the combine. And the question is,
can I answer it?
Boston College defensive lineman B.J. Raji is considered one of the tops at his position, if not the top defensive lineman in the draft. What is his first name, his real first name?
Oh.
Answer that, and you can buy us lunch next Tuesday from Pizzeria Grande.
Is
strippers eligible to take part in this? Because you know he's got the answer.
Pretty much anybody who wants to buy us lunch is eligible to take part in this.
All right.
Wait, the first name of BJ?
Yes.
Okay. There was a joke bag there somewhere.
Yes.
All I hear is crickets. That was terrible.
Back to the inbox. Sarah the woman writes in.
From BJ's to inbox.
Sarah, I gotta say, we've been asking Sarah for weeks now. She's one of the newer writers into the show. And we've been asking her for weeks to send us pictures. And yet, to send us pictures. Sarah, come on, please.
I wouldn't send pictures either.
She's obviously a very intelligent woman.
Oh, Paul. First of all,
let's just pretend she's smoking.
I can't believe that Andy said, "It happened when the guy pulled the tube out of my butt. I was allergic to the cream. And nobody said anything." You just don't get an opportunity like that every day.
Was I on the show when you said that?
Yeah. No, I think you went to your other gig.
Oh, okay.
Your full-time
job. No,
it was
when I was discussing my itch issues.
Yeah. She continues. There are a bunch of people saying that we picked defense last year, so we have to get a tight end or a tackle or whatever. We've got like 6 picks in the top 100 players, and I would love it if they were all defense. If we can get 2 great corners and one of our rookies from last year has moved down to more of a nickelback, that's great. There's a lot of talent in the top 3 rounds, and we've got an opportunity to really improve our team. I say improve it where we need it most. By the way, I loved last Tuesday's show. Kind of slow and relaxing. I think Paul has a real future in National Public Radio.
That's not very complimentary.
Well done, Sarah, but accurate.
Well, first of all, in all likelihood, they're not going to go all in any direction anywhere. They're going to take a couple here, dabble in either side of the ball, but I would have no problem going defense, getting another outside linebacker, another corner, another safety, whatever. I think they need playmakers there, but I'll take a great player at wherever they can get him.
Yeah, right. I understand that you don't know how the draft is going to unfold, and you have to see what's available when you actually come up. But if given the option, I would like to see it more defensive-oriented again, like last year. I thought that was a good step last year, and I'd like to see it continue this year. And then if you look back at it, say 2 years, 3 years in, you have a group of 8 or 10 players, young defensive players, and hopefully 5, 6, 7 of them can play, and you have a pretty good young defense. I think that's the ultimate end game.
Okay, reaction. With the 23rd pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Florida receiver Percy Harvin.
I mean, I'm intrigued by the player, but I'd be disappointed by the pick, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I have no doubt that they would find a lot of good things to do with Percy
Harvin. The only thing that would scare me a little bit is the last time they drafted a Florida receiver pretty high didn't work out so well.
He's different though, because
such a hybrid.
They'll find somewhere to use him. Okay, he maybe doesn't run routes well. Now he's coming out of the backfield. He's doing different things, athleticism in space.
Does he throw the ball at all? Did he do anything with them?
I don't know if he threw it a lot, but he ran it from scrimmage. He caught a lot of passes.
I saw him running it a lot.
He's a gifted returner, great with the ball in his hand. I mean, I think a lot of the things that
injuries
people were wondering about Chad Jackson. Chad Jackson didn't have the kind of, to me, you watched him return kicks. Didn't look like he was a kick returner at all.
Track speed, no football speed.
Yeah, much like Tabucky. Remember Tabucky Jones? They tried to have him return kicks. No one was faster on the football field than Tabucky Jones, but he looked like he was a turtle when he was returning kicks.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482, the phone number. Phil from Austin writes in, "Guys, if Castle is moved before the draft, I'd expect the Patriots to draft a QB in the 6th or 7th round. Someone who you might keep an eye on this week is Stephen McGee from A&M. He played in a run-oriented offense for the first 3 years of his career, then hurt his shoulder this year, and under-the-radar developmental type who could be decent in a couple of years. I don't agree with the people who like Brian Arakpo. Couldn't play end for the Patriots and wouldn't look nearly as fast or quick at outside linebacker as he does at end." That's Phil from Austin.
I kind of agree.
Well, he definitely wouldn't play end for the Patriots. I agree with Phil 1,000%.
And I'm not sure he can play linebacker. So
yeah, well, I mean, that's the transition. You don't know if a guy's going to be able to make that, but I trust the Patriots to know that.
Now, he should be up there for the bench pressing at the combine, one of those big, combine-type events.
I'll say it again. Dude knows there's testing, right?
Yeah. Is there testing? Larry?
He's abnormally big.
He's a freak of nature, or not so nature?
I agree with Phil's premise, though. I think as an outside linebacker, he probably is not going to look as lightning quick as he does as a defensive lineman.
Okay, Paul, I'll throw this out there at you. Ryan Palmer.
Ryan Palmer. I don't know Ryan Palmer. I'm sorry.
He's a defensive back. He's out of Texas.
I don't know him.
One reason why I'm intrigued by him.
Will Muschamp.
Yes. because we know he's going to be fundamentally sound.
Took a shot.
Muschamp has been added to the list of like 20 people where we watch the coach, the school, the system.
Good point, Andy.
Because he's a step ahead. And now
and we all pretend that we know. We all pretend we know more too. You know, we all know that Belichick, you know, has an affinity for, you know, the Southeastern Conference. We all know that Belichick has an affinity. Will Muschamp, a good relationship. Mm-hmm. That we don't know anything.
D coordinator in waiting. Did you look him up for me?
What's the name again? Head coach in waiting.
That's what I meant.
What's the name again?
I lost it.
Ryan something. Ryan Williams? Ryan.
Ryan Palmer.
Palmer.
Ryan Palmer. He's listed as the 28th guy on our Mary's draft brother. List. Seventh round projection.
See? Late round pick who Bill sees fundamentally strong.
5'9". 5'9", 190.
Patriots type corner.
We don't have enough of those.
4'4", 6". His last
I'm telling you,
time.
Book it. What's his name?
Ryan Palmer.
Ryan Palmer will be a Patriot.
If we could just shave a second onto that 40 well, time, he'd be the ultimate Patriot quarterback.
Don't worry, that number will go up when he runs at the combine.
That's
nice. So those fraudulent numbers.
We're asking.
It's like in high school. Sub 4.640, of course.
Where Andy and I are going to the combine. We're leaving tomorrow. So we're asking fans to write in and tell us particular players or positions that they want us
looking for,
to focus on.
A marching band to show up and see you guys off?
Oh, sorry. You've mentioned this. Mister, I never do any work anymore.
Anymore? When did I ever do
work? Well, we're going to be putting the whole paper together when we get back, are we not? Because it's going to be all combine all the time. What are you going to be doing besides nothing?
I don't know. You seem to have left me quite a lengthy list of chores to do in your absence.
Oh, please.
You saw the list,
Andy. You two need a minute to fight this out?
My God.
See, here's the thing. Let's share. Let's take a moment to share this little story.
Did you get into a fight with someone again?
Every day in the off season. No, I had a good weekend. Every day in the off season, we are responsible to have an update on Patriots.com. There has to be something fresh on Patriots.com every day.
And there is.
Per order of Fred Kirsch, our illustrious boss. Okay? He says, I don't care how substantive it is. It has to be something on the web every day. That job falls under the responsibility of one person. Okay, in the past it was Shane Donaldson, who was the original staff writer. When I came here, he did it every day. Never asked for any help except for when he was on vacation. And at some point, Andy made the transition from PR to Patriots Football Weekly, and he did it every day for how many years, Andy?
17.
17 years, every single day. He did it
uphill.
For 17 years.
You wrote uphill?
Now, that job falls on the slight shoulders of Eric Scalavino.
No, stop telling lies. You are
and what happens
liar.
After you did it for 1 year, the second year, Eric comes up to Andy and I, what do you guys think of this? It was like talking to my son, Will, when it's time to go to bed, and he says, no, I have a better idea. Eric has this new thing where he sets up a whole schedule
and
he assigns
all
Andy
three of
and
us.
I
all three of
to
us.
Do some of the work. I'm like,
that's right.
This is your responsibility.
You may have forgotten we're in the era of hope and change and hope. Redistributing
I don't see a whole
the
lot
wealth.
Of hope.
We're redistributing the workload here. Everyone's.
Oh, I see that.
We're a socialist PFW.
You, I see you doing less of it. That's how
Speaking
I see it being redistributed.
Obama. Well, that's right. That's the whole point. We're each doing an equal amount of work, except for Andy and I.
So
we're
Andy,
doing more this
so
week
Eric is off. You know, to make you know to sum up my long story here, Eric is off.
Yeah, how long are we going here?
He's off to the combine tomorrow, and he has left me an email full of instructions with which to get all of his work done for him in his absence.
Our work.
No, your work.
Our work.
You're responsible
you guys
for.
Shut
it.
Up!
Yes,
Christ.
Please. Anyway,
I need to pose my other theory too. Sorry to get in the way of
which
your
one?
Little argument here. But,
don't pretend like you weren't enjoying it.
My San Jose State theory. That the Patriots will draft a San Jose State player while
yeah,
we're
that's
adding
right,
to these
right.
pipelines and mm-hmm. people Bill pulls from. He spent 2 weeks out there with the coach, probably looking
Dick
over
Tomey?
Some tape. What?
Tomey.
What was the guy's name? Dick Tomey?
Tomey.
Sure.
And no jokes about Dick coming
well,
Tomey.
Don't forget, okay. He was never there.
Right. Who?
Andy was never there.
That's right.
Mister.
Was there.
Mister. When were you there?
What do you mean by there?
San Jose State.
Oh, there.
You
I was in the hotel.
Oh, the 2 weeks that we spent there? You
no,
didn't spend any
hotel,
of the time there.
No, I was in the hotel.
That doesn't... No.
Yes. So, you know, speaking of not doing any of the work, Andy didn't spend any time in
now,
San Jose
of, State. Now, speaking of Patriots.com, you're doing SPFW today, right?
That's correct.
Now, I'm sure one of the... Or two of the questions that you're answering are about guys who've just been cut from other teams.
Yes, it's this week's winner of the fill in the blank of the scrap heap guy available here.
Yes.
Chris McAllister and Fred Taylor.
And when you get back to your office, Deuce McAllister.
I haven't gotten any of them yet, but I haven't checked my email since I've been down here.
But everybody wants to know, those guys just got released over the weekend. Are they fits for the Patriots? We seem to think maybe Taylor.
I think Fred Taylor is an intriguing guy. I think that, first of all, his resume is outstanding. He's been around, 12 years, 12,000-plus yards. He's a very, very good player, been a good player for a long time. Solid. It's like heading into this year, his average per carry is like 4.8.
He's just shy of 12. Well, he's 11,271 career yards.
11,000 yards, I stand corrected.
Yep.
But a guy who's been very productive for a lot of years, had a lot of different injuries, especially earlier in his career.
Did you say that was just shy of 12,000 yards?
No, I corrected him.
I corrected myself.
Lawrence Maroney was just shy of 1,000 last year.
I corrected myself, big head. But, yeah, he's been around since 98.
Has been splitting carries with Maurice Jones-Drew, would come here, split carries with Sammy Morris and Lawrence
Maroney.
I really
like Fred Taylor, and I think that he'd be a guy that, you know, if you think the Patriots are going to stick to their 2008 running back by committee plan that I thought worked very effectively. I think they finished like fifth or sixth
in
the league in rushing. Mm-hmm. I thought that worked very effectively for them. I could see that you're doing a lot worse than adding Fred Taylor as the Lamont Jordan of that group. If he's willing to come here, I can't imagine he's looking to get a 300-carry season next year.
No, played, but I wonder if somebody's imagining him
splitting
as
the
back,
load. Like,
as more of a lead back, as kind of a 70-30 kind
of
split.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd get that opportunity here, although there can't be any promises with Maroney.
No.
He might be that.
But also, money-wise, any team that's looking for him to be that will probably have more money on the table than the Patriots might.
Yeah, you know, for $1 million, I think you could do a lot worse than Fred Taylor. Now, if it's more like $3 million, then thanks, but no thanks.
He played 13 games last year, started all of those games, but he had 143 carries, 556 yards. Average was good, 3.9. That's about what you're looking for.
And that's
only one
TD. That's actually a very low average for him. His career average was like 4.7.
2007, he had a 5.4. 2006, he had a 5.0.
I bet you more often than not,
2005.
He's 4.5 or above more often than not, right?
Yeah. I'll go from 98, his rookie year. 4.6, 99, 4.6, 2000, 4.8, 01, 3.9, 02, 4.6, 03, 4.6, 04, 4.7. And then 0541, it looks like the printer kind of screwed me
so
up.
So only two or three times out of 12 years his was below 4.5.
And they were both 3.9s.
Yeah. But 4.5, not 4.0. 4.5.
Right. Right.
So he's been a very productive guy. I like Fred Taylor a lot. Chris McAllister, my Baltimore pipeline tells me it did not end well. It was not going well.
You have a
Baltimore
pipeline?
I talked to a guy who talks to a guy. Oh. Let's put it
is
that way.
A Northeastern fan?
No.
Does that have anything to do with that?
Nope. Not a Northeastern connection at all. If it were a Northeastern connection, Eric, it would have no validity since nothing could be further apart than Northeastern football in the NFL.
So, no, I didn't know if you knew a guy who, you know, has a connection somehow.
No, but I do, you know, even during the last season, someone told me that he was in danger of losing his job, and then he got hurt, and they kind of wanted to rid themselves of him altogether because they just didn't think it was really working anymore. He's kind not the player he was when he was going to the Pro Bowl fairly. I think he's been to the Pro Bowl three times, maybe.
We keeping you up over there?
And I'm not. I think Chris McAllister was a really, really good player in his day. I don't think he was overrated or anything like that, but I'm not sure how good he is now.
His first couple of years, he was hurt, right? Those first 2 years in the league?
I don't know for sure about that, but I know that he was a pretty productive player for several years, but I'm not sure he is anymore, and I think he probably still thinks he is.
That's
a bad combination.
There must be something wrong with NFL.com. They have him.
Probably. There usually is.
99 and 2000 were his first 2 years in the league. They have him playing all 16 games both years, but they have no tackle stats for him, which is bizarre.
Yeah, I thought he played right away, too. It's possible that he was a special teamer and wasn't playing in those years, but I don't know.
Maybe. But, yeah, he's one of those guys that seems to have fallen off as his career has gone on. Another guy we keep hearing a lot about on Ask PFW is Julius Peppers.
Yes.
A lot. People are intrigued by
him. There's an interesting email in there that I think you should read about Julius.
That's what I'm
Andy doesn't like him at all in this scheme. I don't not saying that you don't think he's a good player, Andy, but you don't think he has any chance at all to play in this scheme. I do.
No, I don't. Not that I don't have any chance. I'm just not willing to invest in the chance.
I don't want to make the. I don't want to make that money thing. This is a pipe dream because there's no way the Patriots.
Oh,
are
if he's free,
him.
I'll take him.
Well, I mean, if you could get him, I don't have a problem about him fitting into the system. I have a problem fitting his salary
cap.
into the system.
Okay.
Andy, I don't think really thinks he'd be much of a player in the system. McAllister, well, by the way, Eric,
yeah.
58 tackles as a rookie, 49. He played.
Yeah, I thought
he played all
early.
16 games his first 3 years, then 13, then 15, 15, 14, 16, and 07 he only played 8. So the last 2 years he's been banged up.
He's dropped off a little.
Last 2 years he's been banged up. But for the most part in his career he's been pretty healthy. He had 23 interceptions coming into this season.
Did he play in that game we were at last year? I can't remember.
Maybe not because they only had he only played 8 games.
I can't remember seeing him. Anyway, about Julius Peppers, William in North Carolina – seems to think he's not a good fit.
One tackle in that game. Eric.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think he did much when we saw him. But, Paul, you said you don't think Peppers would fit from a cap standpoint.
Yeah, I don't think so.
William from North Carolina doesn't seem to think he would fit from from another standpoint. He says, gentlemen, I'd held off on this, but as his name keeps coming up on the show, I thought I'd add my input. I've lived in Julius Peppers' home county in North Carolina for over a decade. As an alum of UNC and a basketball and football season ticket holder, I saw his entire college career. As I'm in the Panthers' home television market, I have seen many of his pro games, except those that conflict with the Pats. Fair to say that I've always been amazed by his athletic ability and am a big fan. However, I think the Patriots should steer clear of him for 3 reasons. Number 1, without going into gory details, I don't think he has the intellect to master the complex defense preferred by the Pats. His God-given size and talent have gotten him far, but he has never been noted to be a smart player. It hurts me to say this, but I believe it to be the truth. Number 2, throughout his college and pro career, his effort has been uneven. At a minimum, he takes plays off. You can argue that he takes halves or even games off. This is not the Patriot way, where consistent effort is a basic expectation. And 3,
bless your boss.
There's been no evidence that he has leadership qualities which one would expect at this level of performance and pay. He lacks those intangibles that you would want when investing so much cap space in a player of his background. The Panthers owner even publicly called him out before last season in an effort to motivate him. In my opinion, there are enough red flags to make me uncomfortable with a free agent investment of this magnitude with Peppers. Just my 2 cents. William from North Carolina.
And while Eric was reading that email, across NFL Network came that Peppers has said he would look for a trade if he's slapped with the franchise tag, which we have 2 more days left. Today's
the 19th,
right?
Yes.
19th. 2 more days.
2 more 19th. Days.
Yeah.
One guy who's going to be available, T.J. Houshmandzadeh, because the Bengals slapped their franchise tag on their kicker, Shane Graham.
Really?
Yes.
Who's your mom?
So there's now a punter and 2 kickers, I believe, have been franchised.
Who's the
punter? I know Kanan. They're from Atlanta.
And Detroit.
Really?
Oh, right. Hanson got it?
I believe so.
I didn't know that.
Really?
But, yeah, so Houshmandzadeh.
Eric, you could have been a player.
Imagine if you got franchised. Imagine.
Oh.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had played.
Imagine if I had played.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome, too. But so Houshmandzadeh. I wonder
if he could have been a pro kicker and yet never attempted a kick like his college career.
Boy, you're still mad about that fat joke in the opener, aren't you?
Why?
I
don't know why you got to get all
why
sensitive.
I
don't know why you got to get all sensitive.
But Brandon Jacobs, who was also scheduled to be a free agent, he was tagged. I don't know if that happened between the last show and now.
Definitely between the last show and now. But yeah. I didn't know. Was it even official?
I thought so. Did you hear?
I know they were going to, but I didn't know if it was.
Yeah, I don't know that it's official.
I can't remember now if I saw it being official or
some
not.
Some of those might be finalized on Thursday. They may have made their intentions known.
We knew that Brandon Jacobs wasn't going to be available anyway. And I would imagine they're hoping to work out a long-term deal with him.
I would imagine.
But as we speak of franchise tags and players, wildly popular series on Patriots.com that we have running now is Debate Fridays.
Getting a lot of positive feedback on that, which is
getting
rare
a lot
for
of
us.
Positive feedback. And this past Friday, Andy and I took part in the debate, and we were arguing how high or low you would rate Matt Cassel among current NFL quarterbacks. And in a little twist, which we don't normally do, but we added a poll where fans can go in, read our arguments, and then decide for themselves and rank. We gave a list of 40 current quarterbacks and are giving you top 20 space. So you can vote out of that pool of 40 who you think are the top 20 quarterbacks. And according to the best webmaster in the NFL, Chris Ferreira.
One of the best. Let's
big
not,
numbers.
It's huge numbers. Far exceeding what we even expected from the first
weekend.
We had
modest
weekend.
Hopes. We were just kind of, you know,
we were hoping,
humble beginnings. You know, we were thinking to start it off, but even over a holiday weekend, we got big hits, and it's going to run through the end of next week, correct?
Up till you can vote up until Thursday the 26th, because the 27th we'll have a new debate Friday, and it's also the start of free agency, so by then there could be some activity with Castle, perhaps. So we want to... We want to give fans plenty of time to vote and to read the argument and to take part in the whole debate thing.
Please take it seriously, not like Eric.
Right.
Did.
No,
this is funny,
on.
Though, after how long that Andy and I have been pestering people to do things, sort of interactive things, and allow the fans to take part in our foolishness. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we get analysis, something done, and now in over the span of a holiday weekend, we had over 3,100 responses to one single post. Mm-hmm. So. Once again, Andy and Paul ahead of the curve.
You going to break your arm patting yourself on the back over there, or are you going to be okay?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
You okay. Can't reach all the way back there.
2G, I can't see the times on these, but I have two competing emails with the answer to Andy's trivia question about BJ Raji.
Okay.
And I don't know which one I should take.
Billy Joe.
Whichever one has...
The one that came in first, Eric.
Okay. I'm just checking.
It's very interesting.
Well, because I'm
don't
torn
get
here.
Angry. Just read it.
No, I'm torn here because strippers, as predicted, came in with the correct answer right away. However, our friend Emily, the cute co-ed who makes us cookies, also got it correct and is promising to send us more cookies.
What are you torn about?
Because I want her to send us the cookies, but
if
she's strippers actually got it first.
Then he can send lunch and she can send cookies.
Plus, we can't do anything to alienate strippers. All you right. Go with Emily.
Well, it's a tie then. Strippers got it right. BJ Raji's first name is... Busari.
How did you know it
That's
was right?
Busari.
How did you know his real first name?
Come on, Andy. You're asking me if I know if something's right or not? Think about
that.
Yeah,
but generally when I ask you don't know and you Google it.
No,
just
that's,
like
a very,
did.
That's inaccurate.
A very fair point by the big-headed one.
That's inaccurate.
You're the most useless pseudo-intellect that's ever
So strippers,
been
I take this pseudo. To mean... There's nothing pseudo about it, my friend. I take this to mean you're going to buy us lunch next Tuesday when Andy and I are both back.
That's
because
the
don't waste it on Paul on Thursday.
Right, that's the prize. He won the contest in the contest.
Besides, he could stand to skip a lunch or two.
Or 372.
If those fat jokes are making you feel better, then, you know, shoot your
best
shot.
They're not making me feel better. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to motivate you. Anyway, Emily writes in.
His first be a good show.
What?
You will show Paul how to eat less. He'll show you how to get a woman.
Yeah, but I could actually succeed at mine.
Really?
That's true. I don't think he could get a woman for you. Well said. I don't know, though. He'll just dial up the old mascot.
See what you did there.
You
turned it on him.
I mean, this man has had more.
Well, that's what he does.
More mascots than, I don't know. Who has sex with mascots?
I actually started laughing about that at the bean pot when the mascot was skating.
You slipped one past that goalie a few times? Huh?
Well, I would assume not the
right
one
through
that
the
was
five hole?
I would get arrested if I did it to the one that was whoever was in there now. Although you might like it.
Relax.
It's a guy.
Emily writes in, his first name is Busari, and unless you're all going on a diet, I'm not buying lunch. That's fine because strippers got it anyway. But maybe I'll send some more cookies. No, maybe.
Cookies.
Send us more cookies, please. Those were delicious. Just tuned in, but did you guys discuss Izzo, and do you think he'll retire after this? Also, what is the first day that they can trade Castle, and how soon do you think it is going to happen?
March the 3rd, I would say they trade him.
It just comes up on a day.
She wanted a day.
I think it might even be quicker than that, Andy. It's free agency starts on the 27th. That's officially
correct.
The first day they can do it. That's,
that is correct.
A week from tomorrow. No, Friday, I mean. Sorry. It could get done that first weekend.
Could.
March 3rd is well into the following week. They might already even be considering other teams, talking about offers.
I would think that
so that when the clock strikes midnight, they can officially get started.
I would think that they're talking about compensation deals in terms of for the trade with the different teams, the various partners. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. I think it probably would be sooner rather than later. I am a little, you know, we had that emailer who that said he's starting to get nervous, or was it John about the amount of people that are starting to say he's going to stay here. Was it John?
Oh, that was John on the phone. Yeah.
That is kind of troubling, how many national guys are sort of painting a picture that...
But what do they know?
I don't know. The National guys have been ahead of this stuff every step of the way this offseason.
They're taking
the Adam Schefters of the world have been ahead of everybody else.
In terms of what?
Patriots news.
Like what?
Josh McDaniels and Scott Pioli.
Oh.
You know what they're doing, Paul? They're taking that press release literally. And the press release announcing the tag.
Well, I hope you're right.
When Bill said,
I look forward
to working with Matt in 2009.
I mean, not that I'm looking
on a trade
to
another team.
I'm not looking to drive Matt to the airport or anything. To be honest with you, he's one of the most likable guys that we've ever encountered in that locker room. He's a great guy to talk to. I couldn't have been happier for him for the season that he had last year in the face of such adversity. Everybody thought he was, in way over his head. Everybody thought he was going to get cut in the preseason. And he responded with a nice year. And it was really, I thought, satisfying to watch, even though we're not supposed to, concern ourselves with that kind of stuff. It was nice to see. And I just think that he deserves to go somewhere and have a chance to run his own organization, run his own team, and get on with the rest of his career. I think he's waited around in the wings long enough. 8 years is a long time to be a backup. And he never, I still get back to that thing that Andy said about just joking around. Like, imagine if, he all of a sudden got a chance to play and he went on to become this, multiple Pro Bowl, All-Pro quarterback. And we look back and we say, what a wasted career. Like, how great could he have been? Hmm. And we just never knew.
Andy Hartwright again. Well, according to Eric, he's a top five quarterback.
I think he's on his way. I only have one season to base that on, but,
Along those lines, something you just said made me think of this. I forgot what it was. Did you see Josh McDaniels? They fired the Goodmans and bumped up the young assistant to general manager, Zanders. And so he's 37 and McDaniels 32. And looks like I got to think that gives him at
youth
least
movement in the front office there.
A little more power than maybe he would have had under what was an established general manager.
More of a contemporary to deal with.
A lot of quotes from Zanders talking about, we're young, we're similar, we're looking forward to working together, we won't have disagreements, we're going to be on the same page. Sounds like there's very much a kind of an equal footing there in terms of McDaniels and his general manager now that could be beneficial moving forward.
One of the things I'm looking forward to,
and they cut $22 million off the cap as soon as that guy was hired.
Yeah, they got rid of six guys over the weekend. One of the things I'm really looking forward to at the Combine this week is seeing whether or not some of the guys who've left the Patriots this year, coaching-wise and in the front office, will make appearances and speak publicly at the Combine. Because in the past, there hasn't really been a whole lot of that sort of thing from the Patriots. You get, what would you say, Andy, maybe like two-thirds of the league or more?
Two-thirds to three-quarters,
has at least a coach or a front office person who speaks publicly at the Combine, whether it's up at the podium or out in the hallways or where they go. You've got McDaniels, like you just said, Pioli. Further down the line, you've got Mangini, who's,
he's always
done it before. But
both he and Romeo, as soon as they left, were at the podium. And
so I'm going to be curious, and also curious to see if anyone from the Patriots, because now Floyd Reese is the senior football advisor here. He's got a lot of draft history with the Titans, formerly the Oilers. And I'm wondering if either the Patriots will have a presence there publicly, and whether or not these guys who left will make any public appearances. And,
I say no and yes. I say both McDaniels and Pioli do press conferences.
To hear what they
and
say.
My guess is we still see no Patriots. Because that's the BB way.
I would sort of agree with that. I think the Patriots, I'm pretty sure Belichick will be around more than he has been. But I don't see him getting out in front of that podium or behind that podium, whatever, depending on how you look at it. I don't see him getting out. And
that'd be awkward. He shows up and stands in front of it. Look at me. I probably should have worn pants.
So I don't see. I agree with Andy. I don't see him doing that. Wearing pants.
Yeah. Well, why bother? So keep sending us your list of players and or positions you want us to look at when we're out there. We're obviously going to be looking at every position and every player. But if there's anyone in particular you want us to focus on, we'll come and report back either on Thursday when Paul's hosting the show by himself or when we get back next week and in the paper and on the web and such.
Yeah, we won't be reporting a lot on Thursday because we'll still be pretty early in the process.
Yeah, but
don't want to take up any of that Weber Grill time either.
I think
that's Wednesday.
When we get there on Wednesday when nothing else
is
going on. If
you'd like to keep track of it, the big meals are Wednesday afternoon Weber Grill, Friday night St. Elmo's. In between, we'll be hitting the various Champs and Alcatraz and the place where you devoured the 1-pound burger that time. You don't even remember? You ate a
you
half a cow?
You
got to
be more specific than that.
You ate a half a cow and don't recall.
No, I remember it. I don't just don't remember it being all that big of a burger, to be honest.
Always good size. Exceptionally greasy, too.
Looks like we got a first-time emailer here. Why, Oscar in Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah.
They talk funny over there.
Hello, gentlemen. Just wanted to give a quick note of thanks for the entertainment that you provide. I have never had any interest in sports of any kind.
You're like Eric.
But that's not right. That's inaccurate. That's inaccurate and unfair.
How about women's
sports? Shut up. But on the recommendation of my older brother, I started to listen to your lunchtime discussions, and I must say that despite the football, it's extremely entertaining to listen to. That's funny. Perhaps it's because you all compliment each other. And he writes that with an E, not an I.
I was going to say.
Fred, who's not here, you are the glue that keeps the ship together. Whenever the sails ship on a show are beginning to lay still, you can trust Fred to make a comment that sends a fresh breath of life into them.
It's true.
Andy, you are the half-drunk clown that gets hired for children's birthday parties that frightens the guests with obscene jokes.
That's right on.
That's accurate.
That is.
As a clown, your humor is hit and miss, but you really hit it. When you really hit it, it flies out of the park. Bravo, I say. Paul, you are the angry, cynical old man that lives in the upstairs apartment complaining on the tenants under him making a racket. Whether it's an old lady in a store, a man driving by himself, or even himself a couple of weeks earlier, Paul never backs down from providing his surly opinion, even if it isn't wasted, and he should be commended for it. Eric, for better or worse, you are the joke punching bag of the team. You're the kind of person that everyone makes fun of, but is actually well-liked by others. Being frozen in a perpetual state of being 11 years old, making jokes is the only way Andy can show his affection. So you should embrace it. I'll give Andy a moment to affirm this.
You embrace it and I'll punch you.
Give him the nod. He came through.
Two gender, or Tvalken, as he's called in Swedish. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
How do you spell that?
It's T-V-A with a circle on top of it. K-O with an umlaut, which is the two little dots
oh, wait,
above it.
You didn't know what the circle meant?
I'm not sure what that is.
You know the name for the umlaut.
And N.
I was just going to ask.
T-V-A-K-O-N with the appendages that I just mentioned. Two gender is the young upstart having to elbow his way into the spotlight. I'm sure you're capable of bringing a lot of entertainment. You just need to be more alert and involved in the process. Well, that's not happening
today.
We
would really like it if he were more alert and involved in the process.
Like when I was talking about the hall at Patriot Place.
Presented by Raytheon.
No.
Okay. He didn't even move a muscle. You did nothing. Oh, my God. Don't you feel like he doesn't get it? Remember Bethel Johnson
presented
just
by
didn't
Raytheon.
Get it?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah. 10 minutes later.
Yeah, sounds like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Good God. He doesn't even see that the knife is coming. They're going to cut him loose soon.
Anyway, that was Oscar from Sweden, first-time emailer.
Oscar.
Who has no interest in sports but loves our show.
That was excellent.
In spite of the football.
In spite of the football.
That's great.
I love it.
That's wonderful.
They talk funny over there.
2G, I think I'm having a problem
here. Listen to this show.
I keep saying we have new mail, and then I refresh, and there's no new mail. What's going on here?
We have no new mail.
Are you getting new mail?
Remember how I explained our mailboxes were tied together? I'm probably looking at
it. You know how excited Eric gets when he sees new mail and doesn't get anything from it?
We're not gonna survive the week, Paul. We did it last year, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No, when you guys are gone.
Is Bilo going with you guys?
He is.
He's going to the combine. I don't know if he's
with us. Otherwise, he'd be in here flying the co-pilot.
Yeah, that was it. That was Bilo and his photographer and
Fred said, "Yeah, you could just get Bilo to come down."
What if we see if Brian Moore is available?
Yeah.
Last
hour vote. Would you rather have a Paul Perillo solo show or a reunion show of Paul Perillo and Brian Morey?
Oh, that's a tough call.
Oscar just had a very well.
Just so you know, it's going to be unanimous that they vote for the Paul Perillo solo show. They hate
Who
Brian.
Farted?
Well, but
wow.
Oscar just had a very
send in
well-written
your votes
email.
Now.
Because
his first
if there
time,
was some kind of I don't know.
His, send in your votes.
His first time emailing, it was very well done, Oscar. And he talked about me having, you know, a little bit of a rage problem. You know, an old, cantankerous old man.
Hit the nail on the head.
And now you want
fat.
Me.
Well, you missed that part, I think.
He said
I don't think he said that.
That.
Yeah, he forgot.
He missed that.
No, honestly,
he doesn't
you.
Know you
no,
well
I don't
enough.
Think he said anything about that.
He's never seen you. Like, you've never seen your toes.
You got to love Eric, though. Any port in a storm. Oh!
All right, Web Radio.
Anyway, why would you want to subject me to Brian Moore? You guys are already complaining about me, my anger problem.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482, the phone number. More of your emails and phone calls right after this.
Want to be rewarded just for shopping? At Patriot Place in Foxborough, you can be. Use your already existing Visa cards when you visit New England's most unique destination and earn points while enjoying everything Patriot Place has to offer. The points you earn from shopping, dining, and the entertainment at Patriot Place can be redeemed for amazing rewards, like free admission to the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, tickets to Gillette Stadium events, autographed Patriots merchandise, and more. The Patriot Place Rewards Program is the first of its kind. Simply enroll your existing Visa cards. There's no approval and no new card. Enrolling is easy and it's free. Register one or all of your existing Visa cards and you'll get all the benefits associated with your existing card, plus Patriot Place rewards at no extra cost. And every time you shop, you'll be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree. Visit patriot-place.com to enroll your existing Visa cards today. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer. And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I think I told you guys last summer, after I had my colonoscopy, that I was having problems with an itchy butt.
How did it start?
I might have just had a little itch or something. I don't know. Maybe I didn't wipe properly, like Fred says. But I was fueling the itch for somewhere in the range of 8 months. I mean, agonizing pain I'd be in at night. I'd have, like, my legs in the air scratching my butt as hard as I could. I don't think you understand how much it hurt and burned and I was essentially throwing like gas on the fire, making it worse every night.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
You really are the most disgusting human being I've ever met.
The story has a good ending.
He's definitely up there. I just pulled
Fred
Church.
That issue has been cleared up. Who knew? The hydrocortisone cream 2 days later, boom, itch gone.
So you went 8 months.
Unbelievable.
With discomfort before you decided to do something about it?
Discomfort would be a mild term for it, but yes. I was using what I thought was the proper ointments and wipes.
Oh, so you were doing something about it.
He was,
yes,
but he was doing the wrong thing.
I'm apparently allergic to Preparation H butt wipe.
And then 8 months later, his wife says, you know, you should probably try this other stuff.
Boom, 2 days later. Clear as could be.
So I'm wondering if whether
cool is the other side of the
No, I just thought you were just ignoring it. You know, I wasn't present for the pleasant, you know,
caught us all off guard, by the way.
Of his
he just
strippers
blindsided us with that.
Mike Adamley.
What year is this?
Stop.
Purdue versus Michigan. Number 11
years.
Michigan State basketball.
Yeah, let's see.
Stegenga, Stevens, Peplowski, Respert, and Montgomery.
Stop. Peplowski. No one cares.
Oh, Sean Respert was on Michigan State, so probably early 90s. Don't recognize any of the names.
You don't remember
Purdue.
Stegenga?
Oh, yeah. Jim, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It doesn't say what year it was. Strippers, I need to know what the score was. I got to go.
This game just
1992.
Oh, 92. There you go.
There you go. I need to find out. It was at Michigan State.
Yep. Early voting on the Paul Solo or Paul with Brian show is tied. We've got one for each.
Oh, Quanzo Martin.
Brian has a vote?
Brian has one vote.
Does that come from Brian Mori at Patriots.com?
No, it comes from Paul's favorite emailer, William Berry.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I'd expect nothing less from
him. He said it would at least be funny, was his subject line. Paul and Brian show.
Yeah, it's hard to be funny completely by yourself. Even Andy would have a hard time telling sophomoric jokes with no one else.
No, but there'd be a laugh at him.
He'd be laughing at them.
I always laugh at him.
That is true. He would laugh at himself because he's usually the only one who does laugh.
It's true. That's not true.
Oh, yes.
I was waiting for the
I'm inconsistent,
for the
but I have my
bite,
hits.
Of course
when I hit it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, you have hits. I'm not saying that you've never said anything funny.
You want to play that one?
I bet about 280, Paul. That's solid.
280.
I bet your weight.
Oh!
All right, we've got one of...
Evidently, Mr.
He was busy.
Mr. Sirius was on to something bigger and better. Go ahead.
Talking about me?
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was going to set up one of our audio emails.
You've got mail.
One of those favorite MP3s that Fred started.
Oh,
you
mean 2G finally, decided to do something
and make sure there was no F-bombs. Yeah, this is from James from... He doesn't say where he's from, but...
Hello, guys, and two gender. Ha ha ha. Stephen Hawkins here. I'm utilizing the MP3 function to send you a question. Do you think the Patriots would trade Castle and a pick to get Gonzalez and Johnson from KC? If so, what would be the highest pick? I was thinking a third rounder at the most. Your thoughts? Oh yes, and Brett Favre sucks ass. I have. No. Formal. Maths. Training.
Wow, that's a little freaky.
There's a lot of work done for that.
That's kind of freaking me out. I gotta say that
was quite clever.
Freak out here.
So if they traded Kansas City for both Gonzalez and Johnson, could they also get a pick?
I don't think so.
He was hoping for a third rounder.
Sorry,
I
don't
hoping
think so.
Rounder.
I don't think they would have any interest in that.
Two players or two picks?
More days
I think
in
that's,
first place. More I, days in first place.
Any combination of two picks and or players? I don't think you'll get any more than that.
Well,
I would not trade Matt Castle for a guy I don't want and a guy that I'd only have for a year.
Yeah, I don't want Larry Johnson either. I don't know. I'm assuming that's the guy that you didn't want.
Yeah.
And I had my tight end rant last week, so I won't get back into that. I just don't think the tight end makes you all that much better offensively.
I want,
Gonzalez
I need
excellent.
A first-round pick. Otherwise.
Yeah, at least a first-round pick.
I'll take a second because I do want to unload him.
Oh, Paul.
Yes.
The Paul and Brian show's in the lead now, 2-1.
Hi.
Good thing this is a non-binding poll.
Yeah. Oh,
it's,
God,
It's a very good thing because the Paul and Brian show is not happening.
Keep sending us your list of players you want us to focus on in the combine. Phil from Austin wrote in to say that Ryan Palmer guy, the cornerback we were talking about, was not invited to the combine, but you have
according
information
to my official
otherwise?
Combine invite list from, what is it, NCIS or... Whatever,
NCIS.
Whoever runs it, he is invited. He will be defensive back number 41, group 11.
Really? Okay. Well, we'll find out.
No offense, Phil, but
actually, cornerbacks is on Sunday. Defensive backs is on Sunday,
we
so we're going to be
screwed. Position of need is always late.
But you know what? I was looking at last year. It was the same thing. Last year, the first day was tight ends and O line. The next day was skill position players on offense.
Oh yeah, I think they do it the same.
Linebacker
when
on
are you
Saturday.
Leaving?
Sunday
afternoon, mid-afternoon.
So anything that happens Sunday, you'll miss.
No, we'll be there
because it's usually
like
in
noon.
The morning. They usually start a little bit earlier in the morning and get done before noon. So
it's winding down Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
we might miss some of the corners, but it is what it is. We'll probably get some transcripts helped out from our fellow members of the PFWA if we were members.
Took an hour and a half, but 2G's finally doing some work. We've got another one of these
why was
audio
he asleep
emails.
For the first?
Because he doesn't care, apparently. He doesn't care about the show.
Useless.
This is from Colin in Pittstone, UK. He first writes in with an email. He says, you want me to read that first? He says, I know this is a real off-season question, but I need help. What age did you first get interested in football? Being English, I didn't even see football until I was a teenager and didn't really get into it until some years later. So I don't know what is the right age to take my four-year-old boy to a game or even sit him in front of the TV to watch. What do you think? My wife and I have tickets for Wembley. And we'll be part of the massive Patriots support in London. Hope to see you there. Hope you enjoy my little boy's message.
Read his next email. Too.
And his little boy, he forgot to mention, is named Tom Hubbocks. And he would love it if we could say hi to him on the show. Hello, Tom Hubbocks, little four-year-old from Pittstone, UK.
Hi, Tom Hubbocks. Hey,
Tom Hubbocks.
And now here's his...
Hubbocks is last name.
H-U-B-B-O-C-K-S. Hubbocks.
Hubbocks, as Forrest Gump would say.
And now here is his audio email to the show.
Hello, guys. I'm Eric. I love BMW in progress. And I'm only four. Go Pats.
I understood about three quarters
I'm
of that.
I'm going to need the second sentence replayed.
Yeah.
Because I heard,
hi, guys, and Eric. Something
about
or other.
BMW in progress.
And I'm only four.
Yeah. Go Pats.
I got all that. It was that middle something.
Can we play that again?
Cue it up.
Now 2G's head's going to explode.
I'm still going to laugh when he says hi, guys.
Hello, guys. I'm Eric. I love BMW in progress.
Okay, I got it.
And I'm only four.
Now,
you said, I love PFW in progress, and I'm only four.
But
is he from Ireland? He might be drunk.
I believe the
UK.
Pitstone. I believe the F in PFW had six syllables.
PFW. He's only four. Come on, Andy.
I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing with him.
And also, I'm not sure we're suitable for.
We are certainly not
that age.
No, I was. I don't know, 7 or 8 when I first started watching football. Maybe even younger. There's only going to be one of us that comes back from the combine, Paul.
I'm okay with that.
My money's on Andy.
Mine too. Mine was the.
I'm Sicilian.
The 85 Pats is what drew me into it. The 85 Pats
Super
Bowl
then?
Run. 7.
So that's when you stopped aging mentally as well, right?
76 Pats.
Okay. 76 Pats.
First game I went to, 1976, yeah. Monday night game.
I was probably about 5 or 6 years old.
Going back to the 40s with Paul.
But I never, I was, you know, just watching on television. I went to my first game when I was 14, I think.
But, I mean, 4 is certainly old enough to expose him to it, not expect him to sit down and watch a 3-hour game. But,
you
know, my son watches, like, hits and stuff and fall down.
You're not
going
to be able to explain to him what a first down is or anything like that.
But you can start the process of throw the ball, catch the ball, hits, you know, that kind of stuff. Fumble.
Watching on TV, I think he wants to know when he should take the kid to the game. I think 4 is a little too young.
Especially
in England
with
the hooligans and everything.
5 or 6 years away. I mean, 9, 10 would probably be closer.
Yeah. Yeah, probably at least 10.
You start on TV,
start on TV, see if he likes
it.
He might not even like it. You know?
Or he might.
Who knows? And if he does, yeah.
In terms of going to games, I would say 8 or 9 anyway. Because it's not a great atmosphere for a kid. A game. There's a lot of salty language and stuff.
Fights in the stands a lot of times.
It's no worse than this show that he's listening to.
Well, that's true. No one's ever thrown a punch on this show, though. Have they?
It's true.
I don't know. When Paul and Brian were doing a show together.
Maybe
in the past, that might. Yeah. There's another vote, but it's not for Solo or Brian and Paul.
Neither.
No show.
It says, why not bring in Rook to help out on Thursday? This is from Marvin in Kernersville, North Carolina. Sorry.
He might be busy.
I'd rather do it with
it would be
I'd
like,
rather do it with a rook than
he says it would be like grumpy old men. They both hate everybody. Thanks and have a great show.
Rook does? Oh, he's talking about Brian.
No, he's talking about Rook, I think.
Oh, because Brian hates everything.
Rook did have a little bit more of an edge to him this past year than
really?
He was always Mr. Nice Guy, like the neighbor on Home Improvement in the past.
Neighbor.
He's an
Yeah. Howdy ho.
All of a sudden, he's swearing on the air. He's yelling at people.
Sucky, sucky, sucky.
You could get Ryan Palmer's scouting report, though, if you talk to him.
That's true. That's true.
Do we Former really, Longhorn do we really need that in-depth scouting report for that potential 7th-round pick?
Well, that'll kill
I
a half hour. That'll
wait.
Kill a half hour in the show, Paul.
I think that our listeners are going to come up big on Thursday, to be honest with you. I think we're going to get some good audience participation.
I think they're going to go out to lunch.
I
think we're going to get a couple of phone calls. I think we'll have a regular amount of emails, because that's the one thing I'll say. The last time I had to do it, the emails were not lacking. They were flowing throughout the whole show. It's just you're constantly reading.
You're hearing your own voice the whole time.
It's better to get.
Well, now we have the audio
better
version.
Better to get someone to call in. Yeah,
well,
we can get
you
a couple
have the audio
of MP3s,
versions,
that'd
too.
Be huge.
Now, what I really want is for your producer to step up.
Well, that would be
that
really
would help
asking,
out the show tremendously.
That would be really asking a lot since
I got
he hasn't quality. Stepped up.
Eric,
yes.
I'm going to need you to like have some participation with me.
I'm going to try and word this sort of like a Jeopardy clue.
Uh-huh.
Your favorite offensive lineman at the combine.
English idiot.
Is also the description of our producer. He's out of Baylor. He's offensive lineman number 22, and his name is Dan Gay.
He just throws his hands up in the air.
He just is so proud of himself.
What?
That was good.
Thank you.
Another vote for.
That's how I know it was bad.
Another vote for Paul Solo.
Wow.
Show says, please do not bring. This is Brian in Farmington, Connecticut. Please do not.
Thanks, Brian.
Let Brian Morey back on the air ever. In caps, exclamation points.
That would be my vote.
Paul, you know Solo, less aggravating.
You know what's funny about... Wow, that's a backhanded compliment. You ever... Brian
yeah, Jackson, less bad than Bethel Johnson
Brian
at receiver.
Brian was more of a homer
Homer.
Than Fred is. and yet still drew the wrath of Patriots fans.
He can be
talk grating. About a grating personality.
I mean, I don't even know what that word means, and it's properly used for Brian Morey.
Just irritating.
Yeah, I know. Grating.
Just, you know, he...
He grates on me.
He really, you know, he rubbed people the wrong way.
Eric just likes to...
Oh, jeez.
Why? Why?
Why?
Okay.
Why do you do that?
So what's the running tally? 3-2? 3-3?
It's 2-2 with one vote for neither.
For Rook.
One for Rook and Paul. So we need someone to break this tie here. Not that it's a binding vote or anything, but,
no.
You know.
You're going to have a show no matter what, and it's going to
be Paul.
There
will be a show.
Alone.
Now, there were rumors. Fred was saying that he might come in on Thursday just for those 2 hours.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But it's his vacation. I mean,
yeah. Fred is on vacation, and he recognized the fact that Andy and Eric will be gone, and I'll be by myself, and he doesn't think I, you know. I just said, you're on vacation. Go and do whatever it is you do when you're not here. You know. There's no need for anybody to come in on their vacation for PFW and Progress.
I certainly hope not.
What does he do when he's not here?
Fred?
We'll see if we can line up some guests. I'll go down to Craft Sports. Maybe we'll get Christina to come down.
Oh, that'd be an awkward show.
Why? I'm not like you. I wouldn't be hitting on her the whole time. Or pretending
Cherry
I'm not
pie?
Hitting on her.
Pretending not to?
Yeah.
Ken in California. Former...
There's no pretending about it, my friend.
you're a moron.
Ken or saying inappropriate things like Fred to make that made Andy uncomfortable.
Ken in California writes
that I was uncomfortable.
I still can't imagine that.
This is Ken in California. I'm the Marine that wrote you guys a couple months back. Semper
hey,
Fi,
Ken, how's it going?
About Percy Harvin and hoping the Pats would pick him up. Any news about him from the Combine would be great, but here are a couple of other guys. DJ Moore, cornerback Vanderbilt. We've talked about him. Here's one. Michael Oher, offensive tackle from Ole Miss. Yeah, he's one of the top guys. Cornerback from Wake, Alfonso Smith.
Don't know him.
Paul, any ring a bell?
Don't know him.
Cornelius Ingram, tight end from Florida. I think he's hurt, or he had an
injury issue.
Red
Imagine
cross
that.
Next to his name.
Bill tries to go like buttonhook it. He takes a tight end out of Florida, try to kill two birds with one stone. There Yikes. Can't draft Florida receivers. He can't draft tight ends. I'll go for a Florida tight end.
And his last one is Aaron Maben, Penn
Ooh,
State.
We
like him.
So far, we do.
I could fall in love with him. He could be the guy.
Oh, is he the guy this year?
He could be the Vernon Golston.
He could be the guy that turns
Andy Hart,
means,
wrong again.
Which means future special teamer / inactive player who was drafted in the top six.
Hey.
Who are you falling in love with?
I'm waiting, biding
really?
My time.
That's
here.
Not like you.
I'm biding my time.
You usually jump in with 2 feet to this love thing.
Yeah, I know. I set you up, didn't I? Bastard.
I really hate you.
Oh, let's see. Oh, we got another vote here for Paul. What do we got? The Paul or Paul and Brian thing. Let's see. Oh, okay. Looks like the Paul and Brian show is winning. Emily votes in. Brian predates me, so I don't know how bad he was.
Okay.
It was pretty bad.
Oh,
but I'll take him over the solo show, although it would be nice if the guys at the Combine could pre-record a half-hour segment that you could play or get Castle and Welker. I like the last part.
Welker.
Emily, would you like to see if I could effort Belichick for the last hour?
No. Last hour, half Belichick, half Brady. Obviously.
We're not going to be able to tape anything, but we'll call in. We'll try to call in. We'll do our best to take a few minutes out of the
I
day.
Might be going through a tunnel.
In between,
breaking up, I'm losing.
In between raiding the cookie tray. Hopefully, there'll be a cookie tray. I'm not. We're in a new place. It's a new setup. I don't know. I'm not going to expect that we're going to have food during the day.
Now, Paul, what do you think?
So, Emily, make us some cookies.
Do you think there'll be a serious decline in the numbers at the Combine? You know, we were talking media about media day.
I would think, but you never know. You know, I'm looking at the way these papers are talking about complaining about the economy and all of this stuff and cutting back. I got to think that something's got to give.
You know what that means?
Combine
PFW
coverage.
Is the place to go. Patriots.com.
Well, PFW is the place to go anyway because the Combine coverage that you guys provide far exceeds the stuff that's in the regular papers.
We'll have probably
less competition. I can probably mail it in.
Last year we did. Well, you mailed it anyway. Last year we did three updates.
I mailed it in. You in the mail.
Again, only one laughing. We did three updates a day. Andy and I each took a position and wrote about that. And then we did like an extended notebook feature. So every day on the web, later in the day, because the day starts about 8:30.
It ends time, about 8:30.
Yeah. By the time we get done,
you guys
going to
blog it all during the course
of
the day?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be blogging. We'll be putting updates on. So we'll sprinkle some quotes throughout the day on the blog.
The blog is generally where you get my reactions, where I say, Mike Smith, no chance.
Northwest angle.
That's
arrow
Lane Kiffin.
Down.
No chance. No. Should I pretend I don't know Josh McDaniels? Because just so you know, if I didn't know Josh McDaniels and think he's going to be a very good coach, he would have gotten That's Josh McDaniels. No chance. Because, I mean, he's short, small, looks young. He's got the buzz cut or whatever. You know, except for that one writer in Denver, most people take that as sort of a look of immaturity. That guy thinks
Could
it means.
That guy from the Rocky Mountain News, one of their columnists, the day after the McDaniels introductory press conference, his opening line to his column was, one thing you can say about Josh McDaniels, kid's got a great haircut. And I know I say that every time with that voice because that just sounds like some salty old Marine who – is now
I like
a
how
columnist,
it's okay if
but,
you can affect an accent, but you know when I tried to do it,
I was just having some fun with you, Paul.
Even though I wasn't really trying to do it anyway,
it was funny.
Quick side topic: Alex Rodriguez is going to address the media today, but Bud Selig apparently did a long interview with somebody, washing his hands of the steroid era. That's BS. He was complicit at best, and is to blame
and at fault at worst.
Yeah, I mean, don't give me this crap about he could have done whatever he wanted to do. He chose not to. He chose to ride the gravy train. He chose to follow the money.
I agree.
This is disgusting. You know, part of that, what did he make, $18 million last year, $16 million or whatever? Part of that, with great money comes great responsibility. Take responsibility.
Look at him lifting Spider-Man quotes. And
well, you got to tweak him a little bit. But, I mean, that's embarrassing to say that I'm not to blame for this. You are the man ahead of that ship. You're driving that ship. You have that. What is it? What's the clause, Paul, that goes all the way back to Kennesaw Mountain Landis or whatever?
Absolute power.
You can, in the best interest of baseball, you can do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give me this crap that it's your fault, at least partially.
Yeah, and there's no one's going to convince me that the owners and the powers that be in baseball didn't have knowledge.
They've
that
known
this
forever.
Stuff was going on.
They've known forever.
I also think, do you remember back, you know, the early 90s when there was a lot of talk about the wound baseball?
Yep.
Yes.
Remember the baseball was juiced?
Yep.
Why do you think we knew about that?
Right.
Because it was a ruse.
Right.
Try to deflect attention from what was really going on.
Just like Andro being in front of Maguire's locker.
The cork.
Oh, he's taking Andro.
Corked bats.
And other stuff.
The wound ball that was all sort of.
Yeah, you know, everybody started coming up with all of these reasons as to why home runs were on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was awfully convenient that suddenly we found out that they were making baseballs differently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why would they have told us that?
Right.
They told us that for a reason, because they didn't want us poking into it really any further.
He's a used car salesman.
Which was dumb because the baseball media, especially the national baseball media, is so far up the sports butt that there was no one was going to uncover it.
Right.
You know, the Tim Kirchens of the world and Peter Gammons and those guys, they weren't interested in finding out anything that was going to cast a negative light upon the sport that they so adore.
A-Rod about to address the media down in spring training.
How do you think
training?
This goes today, by the way?
Did you hear...
I already say I don't like it.
Mike Lupica this morning?
Yeah.
He had the feeling it was going to be very orchestrated and
yeah, that's
not
why I don't
really
like
open
about it already.
Press conferences.
Is he going to take questions, or is he just going
to read a
statement?
There's some question as to whether he's going to take questions, or maybe they'll be pre-selected questions. And
he seems pretty nervous. He's been drinking out of that bottle like nonstop.
Is that a sign?
The guy's telling everybody to turn their cell phones off.
You know,
is really
that cracks me up too. This
at least put them on vibrate.
It's a press conference for him to address the steroid, and it's like the president is about to deliver the State of the Union. You know, make sure your cell phones are off.
All rise, please.
You guys, get us a little quiet over here.
You know, we wouldn't want
well
a cell phone
well
going
done.
Off. About time you decided to participate.
The last half hour, he decides to ramp it up a little bit.
But, I mean, really, we wouldn't want a cell phone going off in the middle of A-Rod saying that he stuck a needle in his ass. You know, I mean, that would really affect the integrity of the game.
And whoever this guy is, he's talking way too long. Get A-Rod up there.
Well, I don't even like the fact that they have a formal podium set up here with the backdrop. Andy Pettit did it. I mean, he's like, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to answer as many questions as you guys have. I'll stay here until the last question is asked. Just get it over with. It's like pulling a Band-Aid off. Do it, get it over with, and then answer all the questions. And then you say, from now on, at least you can honestly say,
I answered that. Right.
I'm not going to talk. I said I'm going to speak once on this, and that's it. I'm not expecting to get all the answers at a press conference like this, you know, if he did that. But this formal podium thing, pre-selected questions, this is a bunch of crap. Don't bother doing it. Just don't do it at all.
This guy won't shut up either.
It's like
what does
you.
He do? He's giving instructions. It's a press conference. We know how this works. What are they doing?
I don't know.
Introducing somebody over here?
What are they looking at?
I don't know. This is not starting
this is
out
great
well.
Radio.
I was going to say, this is bad TV and worse radio.
Paul, what's going on in that 1992 college basketball game?
Purdue
this
jumped
is
out of the gates.
Radio.
My right. With that said,
we don't want to listen
correct.
To it.
Oh, my God.
Purdue jumped out of the gates pretty quick, but I think Michigan State's making a run. Still haven't found out what's going on from strippers.
Todd from Nova Scotia writes in, he's saying no to the Paul and Brian show. So you're tied again. He says, aren't producers paid to produce? Get Paul a guest. My prediction is in the second hour, Paul gets into a screaming match with himself, but both sides will claim victory.
There's a good chance of that. The problem with the guest, though, Todd, is that most of the guys that would be candidates to be guests are going to be with Andy and Eric.
Right. I can give you one name.
And Indy.
Mike Reese. Call him.
He's not going?
No.
Oh, his wife is due any minute, huh?
Yeah. That would gender. Why don't you do maybe, that? Get Paul a hit from Mike Reese.
Don't you worry about it. I'll take care of that.
Oh, that's
boy.
True.
Yeah,
you actually
sure
want it done.
Right.
I'll take care of that. I'll see if he's interested in coming in.
He's texting his girlfriend right now, I think. What are you doing?
God's name. It's unbelievable.
28-17, Purdue, still comfortably ahead.
I've got a question here about Floyd Reese. This is from Yo Adrian in Cleveland. Floyd Reese sounds like a good addition to the player's management side. I'm curious, though, why did he stop being the Tennessee Titans GM? Did he step down or get fired? And if he stepped down, why did he quit at all? And he ends down. With, I'm
I mean,
voting.
He was gotten rid of.
Yeah.
He was asked to leave.
Yes.
Yeah. And he went into television for a few years.
Yeah.
Analyst.
Yeah, I think
CBS,
Fisher kind of gained more control, more ESPN. Power, and kind of rose there. And that eked Reese out. Plus, they had some salary cap problems and kind of been struggling.
He had a good run there, though,
for a while.
He was with he was.
But
when,
as we said,
he was there when they were with the Oilers.
Philosophy that you have to, you know, enjoy it now, but you're going to pay for it later. Kind of philosophy.
Yeah,
he believed in waves.
Had some clashes right. with Fisher too. Andy's right.
Yeah,
he believed in that concept of you have a window for a certain amount of time, then the window closes. You have to rebuild for a little while.
And at the time, you know, the late '90s, I think that philosophy was accurate. But the cap is increased so much, I don't think that philosophy is really true anymore. I don't think you have to build your team for short periods of success anymore. I think you can pay whoever you want now.
You can turn things around within a year.
But the cap is big enough that you can sustain it.
Yeah. And Adrian finishes off, I'm voting for Paul with someone else for Thursday. Christina Acker would be great, but Rook is okay too. So no Brian there.
So you should get Acker, get a phone in from Reese, a phone in from Eric and Andy. Boom, the show's done.
I'll right. see.
I'll
listen
to a few emails.
Show ever to the best show
listen
ever.
To a few audio emails.
I'll check with Mike and see if he's interested in helping us out. Now, if his wife, I know that he is... He and his wife are awaiting their first child, and I know that's the only reason why Mike wouldn't be at the combine.
Right.
So he might not be available for that.
Yeah, he'll be available for you, Paul.
Suzanne doesn't say where from.
Hey,
right,
Susie.
Excuse me. This is weird.
Is this a Fred Kirsch where you read the email address and the name is different?
Yes, it is. Hey, guys, Steve in New Hampshire here. Great show as always. Just my thoughts for the Paul show. Please,
Suzanne.
Please, no Rook. He's like Rush. He just loves the sound of his own voice. Pull some strings here. Kraft, Tip, Troy, any one of the EEI guys. And what do you guys think Rodney's going to do? Discuss.
Maybe I'll call Rodney.
Steve from New Hampshire.
Call Rodney.
What's up, Paul Perillo?
I thought he was going to meet with us at some point.
Who?
Rodney said he was going to meet
with us. I'll
call
him and say, hey, yeah. I just was checking in. See, you, know, you said you were going to meet with us soon.
Just trying to finalize my calendar for the next month or so. You know, there were reports. Mike Reese had a couple different reports that he was working out with an eye on coming back. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it.
Don't see it anymore?
Just don't see it.
He did a lot of TV during the playoffs.
Too many major injuries. When he was manning up with Chris Collinsworth, showing me how he would defend Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald, I didn't think he looked. I just don't see it. I don't understand how he's going to come back.
Oh, by the way, speaking of guys who may retire, did you read about Favre today and how there's talk that he might be added to the Monday night booth calling games. They might get rid of Kornheiser or
I didn't hear that.
Or Jaworski.
Oh, not for
it. Don't get rid of Jaworski.
I would have been okay.
Kornheiser's annoying, but Favre?
I don't know what he's going to bring.
I think I always will be a Packer.
I mean, just when you thought the guy was done and you're never going to hear from him again, now there's talk that he might go into the booth and on Monday night football. So we got to hear from him every week? Oh, my God.
For those,
please.
Those with any interest, Alex Rodriguez is reading a prepared statement.
Oh, there's a shock.
Terrible. You lose all the value to me goes out the window. I want to hear what you honestly or have been at least prepped to seem honestly as saying, not what you're reading off some script.
I want him to take questions.
Yeah.
Unscripted.
And out of bounds.
Unscreened.
I thought this was
questions.
A press conference.
I thought so too.
But they're deeming it a news conference. I don't know.
Addresses media. Addressing the media and the press and taking questions, though, could be two different things.
If you're just delivering news, then that's not taking questions from the press. I don't know what the deal is.
Paul Strippers thinks Michigan State won that game.
Thinks?
Yeah, he said that's what he said.
How does he think? He's supposed to have the power of the internet at his hands.
Says,
I want final
says,
score,
I
high
think
scores.
Michigan State wins.
He's really slipping.
What he said.
It's a terrible show. Not even Strippers coming through with his usual accuracy.
Purdue's up 32-17 with 3.5 to go in the first half. That's going to be quite a comeback if Michigan
Long
State can pull that off.
Long game to go, Eric.
There is. There's a lot of basketball left to be played in that game that finished about 17 years ago. A-Rod still reading. He's got two more pages left, it looks like.
Can you take out the shotgun and put a bullet in the show's head?
Well, we're just about done.
We're just
huh?
about done. Yeah. So Andy and I are going to
be
at the combine.
We were good for about 1:45.
We did all right.
It's a typical Eric show. You always run out of gas.
I run out of gas. This is the guy who last year at the combine, Thursday, the first day of the combine, as we were walking to the combine, says to me, I'm ready to go home.
Well, that's true. I mean, the
combine, we hadn't even started yet.
Paul wouldn't know, but the combine's a very difficult 4 days. A lot of work involved. It can be a little stressful and
overwhelming. We get through it. We get through it.
We plug through it.
You know what you wouldn't know? Pretty much everything else there is to know about PFW. That's what you wouldn't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Angry man. Angry man.
No anger there.
You're going to be enjoying life for the next few days. None of us are going to be around.
No, I actually bought a book that I could enjoy the next couple of days.
When really? I don't
have you two idiots to distract me.
You're going to be reading at work?
Plus he can do his usual off-season
Bill
Simmons reading.
I was planning on doing that. But now I have to do all Eric's work when he's gone. So I don't know if I'll
have time. Where's that crybaby soundbite? Can you play that again for Paul? He's been whining like a little bitch today. Jeez.
Wow. Eric just called you.
I mean, it is what it is.
All I can tell you is this. This is what it is. Andy did what you did and never once asked me to do an update for him
when
he was here.
I was
only
asked,
when he was on vacation.
I was asked to come up with an off-season schedule and to make things
schedule.
Run more efficient.
Schedule, yes.
Make things more efficient throughout the office, and that's what I've done. Fred S. Kirsch, happy with the results so far.
Yeah.
And I'm happy,
I'm
happy that this show is over. Andy and I aren't going to be here. Paul will be here on Thursday.
I'll do my
maybe
best
by
on
himself.
Thursday, guys.
Andy and I will see you next Tuesday.